A little feedback there here at the ballpark, beautiful night to play some baseball. So we're just about ready to tune in with Jordan Akins, so let's send that over to you here in just a second.
Welcome back to Tiger Field. Colt 45's getting set to take on the Fairfield Indians tonight. And our pregame guest is Jordan Akins, who, of course, out of Foothill High School in Palo Cedro and pitches for and plays for Shasta College now and joins us. Jordan, how has this summer been for you? I know last year you dealt with some tendonitis, and this summer I'm guessing building up strength has been important to you.
Yeah, it's been really fun. Like, I've got to build a changeup, which I haven't been able to throw at all, like, my whole life. And, like, this changeup's really, like, been my best pitch all year, which has been great. I found that. I feel like I found, like, more velocity, too, with a different arm slot and, like, just better mechanics, which has been great.
Now, I asked you this just before we started because I didn't know, but you and Billy Plummer also played together in high school. So my guess is you've known Bill and, well, the Plummers for a
yeah,
while.
Yeah, all four years of high school we played together. All the way through freshman to senior year, we played at Foothill, and we did great out there.
What's it like at Shasta College? I mean, you know, a lot of you guys play against each other in school, or growing up in this region, you may never have played against each other. I know there's some guys down in Butte County that, you know, maybe come up Chico or PV or whatever, but you know, what's that experience been like for you so far, and heading into this fall and spring, what are you hoping to get?
You know, I faced a lot of new guys, a lot of D1 guys too, which has been great. Like, I've been able to face a lot of better hitters than I have before in the past, and I feel like it's made me a better pitcher, maybe take better approaches to the mound.
You, in the beginning, of course, kind of the fun part is when they're waiting on all the other guys, you get in some ABs, get some playing time in the field. That looked like a lot of fun, but now you really are able to focus on pitching. Do you want more innings? Do you like coming out of the pen in the roles that you've been put in?
I would love more innings. I told Derek about it, too. Like, I think this next Sunday I should be getting a longer relief, which will be a lot of fun to work on more stuff and get just more. Because I want to become a starter, too, but I just need more outings, more longer innings to get that down.
This experience has to be fun. Who's helped you the most as far as, you said, picking up that change and all those things? You know, who have you worked closely with?
Just the whole team, to being out here and, like, being able to work with people that are just on the same mindset I am, just getting better and, like, working on things. Just the whole pitching staff has really helped me.
All right, so next year in college, you know, you're making your pitch to your team in the fall. You want coach to know you're there. Obviously, he knows what's going on here this summer, but you know, what do you want that sophomore year to be like for you?
I want it to be great because I want it to be the season where I can really show what I have so I can get it. So I want to go to a nice college, which is the goal. So I just want to go out there and shove it all year long.
And, hey, you know, you still should get some at-bats, right, before this year is over. Right?
I would love to. I'd love to go out there and hit the ball just because I've been able to do that at Shasta College for the last year. But I've always hit the ball. I've always been a position player and a good hitter.
All right, well, I'm looking forward to seeing you next time you take the hill. It's been fun watching you pitch this summer, and we'll look forward to seeing more good stuff the rest of the way.
Thank you.
All right, Jordan Akins, our guest. We'll have the lineups and more when we return. This is Summer Collegiate Woodbat Baseball on KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and, of course, on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, welcome back to the ball field. Take a look at the starting lineups. Barrick Fasting's team, a couple of changes at least in the batting order. Leading off at center field, Tyler Thompson. Batting second to third baseman, Julian Kadama. Moving up into the number three hole, Tanner Tweet. He's DHing tonight. Chris Brew back in the cleanup spot.
He's at first base tonight. Brendan Roop dropped down into the five spot. The shortstop hits fifth. McCoy, the young man, Connor McCoy, back in the lineup tonight. He is six. He's at second base. Your seven-hole hitter, Nick Horsley, first home run of the season for the Colt 45's catcher, and he is in the lineup batting seventh tonight. Jacob Machuca, been scuffling a little bit at the plate, so he's dropped out a little bit in the order, which will give them some pop down there. He will bat eighth and play left field. And Andy Bayena in right field will start out there and bat ninth. Eamon Velarde on the hill for the Colt 45's, 2-2 with a 5.40 earned run average. Barrett Fasking, of course, the manager of the Colt 45's. Their opposition tonight, Jarrell Randleston is the head coach, former coach at Contra Costa. The Fairfield Indians will have Mickey Nunez leading off at second base. Tyler Thornley out in right field. He'll bat second. Ike Brown, the first baseman, hits third. Davey Duncan behind the plate is the cleanup hitter. Braxton King, the third baseman, hits fifth. Cole Thompson is in center field batting sixth. Jason Pauciai will hit seventh tonight. He's the designated hitter. His father is one of the coaches on this club, Shannon Pauciai. Batting eighth, Andrew Shaw in left field. And K.J. Loud hits ninth. He is the shortstop. They had a scratch at pitcher. Fred Cito was penciled in to be their starter, but he had to be scratched at the last minute. Christian Sadler will get the start. You can hear they're announcing the starting lineups here. Sadler, give you some of the information on him as soon as I can find it. It's on their roster. They do have some guys that aren't on their roster that are with them tonight, which often happens in summer baseball. So we don't have a whole lot of information on Christian, but he'll be making his first start, it appears, pitching-wise, against the Colt 45. So we'll all be learning about him as we go. Their coach, Jarrell Randleston, and Shannon Pauciai, and Mo Terrell, all his assistants as well. They will wear Cleveland Indians-type colors, red bill to their cap, the dark blue uniform with some white trim. Colt 45s are white on white tonight, wearing the white tops, white pants, white hats with the black bill, black and gold lettering and numerals, and, of course, some white trim as well, wherever needed. Our umpires for tonight's game, behind home plate, Ron Gunn, and out on the bases will be Blake Ayers. That's our umpiring crew for tonight's contest. The dimensions here at Tiger Field, down the left field line, 320. Down the right field line, 310. Out in center field, 406. Your power alleys, 358 to left center and 370 to right center. Colt 45s, of course, coming off a big win for them last night, 6-3 victory, and they got the Reading Ringtails back. As for like opponents during the year, the Indians have played the Ringtails several times and have not lost to them, if that's any indicator. But overall, they have similar results the Colt 45s have to other clubs if they've played throughout the North State. They are out of the North Bay, Fairfield, the seat of Solano County. Now, let's as the remaining players who've been introduced out on the field take to the field. Let's turn it over to our public address announcer tonight for tonight's national anthem information. And right about now, let's see. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stand. As Griffin Bishop, 15-year-old from junior or 8-year West Valley High School, sings our national anthem. So please remove your hat.
Oh, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleam, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket red glare, the bombs bursting in air.
Lovely job on the national anthem tonight by Crystal and Bishop. We're about ready to go. Changing the umpires. Ron Gunn instead will be on the bases. And Blake Ayers will be behind home plate. So there you have it. We're going to take a quick break. And when we return, we'll have the first pitch from Tiger Field. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Woodbat Baseball, sponsored tonight by Carl's Jr., brought to you by KCNR.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, yes, indeed. We've got a pretty good-looking matchup between a strong team from the North Bay area and, of course, the Colt 45s. Tonight, Eamon Velarde will be out on the hill, the big right-hander out of Wairika. He struggled the last couple of starts after taking some time off for a trip to Hawaii, a part of his summer plans. Those two games, he's gone just 4 1/3 total innings. He's given up 8 hits, 13 runs, 11 of them earned, 9 walks, which is not characteristic for him, and only 2 strikeouts in those 2 starts. Prior to that, he was right where I think he wanted to be. He went 5-plus against Fresno, went scattering 4 hits, giving up just 1 earned run, 5 walks, no strikeouts. On the season, Eamon making his 6th start. He's 2-2 with a 5.40 ERA. And first batter he's going to face here, a little left-handed hitter, Mickey Nunez, takes the first pitch over for a strike. Nunez, undecided on his college, wears a couple of batting gloves. As I mentioned, little guy, about 5'8". Bouncing ball, left side, hit towards Roop off the edge of the grass. Roop Field shows his gun off, throws him out. He did get him. Brew dropped it while he was transferring the ball to throw the ball around. So fortunately, the umpire was right there on the call. We'll call it a 6-3 in the book. And now Tyler Thornley will come to the plate. Let's round out the Colt 45s for you defensively. There is sun shining on the right half of the field. Chris Brew is at first base. He's up on the grass as Tyler Thornley stands in. He's a right-handed batter. At second base tonight, Connor McCoy. Shortstop, Brendan Roop. Julian Kadama at third as Velarde's first pitch is a little low, 1-0. Outfield left to right, Jacob Machuca in left field. In center, Tyler Thompson. And out in right field, Andy Bayena. Behind the plate, Nick Horsley. And on the hill, Eamon Velarde. Opponent sitting just 234 against the big right-hander at Feather River College, where he's hopefully solidifying himself as a starter. Certainly they should look at the work that he had done in the first 3 starts of this summer. And I'm sure he'll build on that as he kind of gets back into the flow after missing those days. Looking more like himself here out of the gate. That was a swing and a miss. A ball and a strike. Big right-hander. He stuck with the beard this summer. If you looked at his photo at Feather River, he'd be completely different looking here. Came here to this club, and he's a big guy. This one bounced towards short. Roop fields it smoothly, throws it on to first. Pulls Brew a little off the bag, but Chris is able to stay on there. And that's a good sign for Chris, as simple as that sounds, because he's been bothered by a hamstring injury, and I think it is in his right leg, and it's still a little tender. And if you've ever had a hamstring injury in the dead of summer, when your body is so prone to dehydration, it's hard to heal. Now Ike Brown will come up. He's a right-handed hitter. Brown taps the umpire in a goodwill gesture to start this thing off. Brown wears bright white batting gloves, standing in, takes first pitch on the inside part of the plate, just a little too inside, 1-0. Brown this summer is hitting the ball well for them. He is batting 360. Only played in eight games, but still 9 for 25. Next pitch misses, 2-0. Brown, one of several players out of Contra Costa Community College. 2-0. Ooh, good-looking fastball on the inside corner called for a strike. We're doing our best to learn a little bit about Contra Costa. We'll also keep you up to date today on Major League and AAA baseball. Swings and misses that one. 2-2 the count. Nice Saturday night crowd and still rolling in. Oh, my. He tried to go inside, aim, and hit him on the left ankle or, oh, to get him on the backside. I saw it go down to the ankle. Might have got him just in one of those muscular spots in his upper your iliotibial band. I got to tell you, if you've ever had to stretch that thing out or had that rubbed down, man, that hurts. That's the outside, that band up there. I'm not a physical therapist, but I've played one on television. But I've had plenty of them, let me just tell you that. That hurts. That's all I'm telling you. He'll be fine. It's just sore where it hits you. And so they're going to let him kind of walk it off. I'm sure he's going to be okay. Kodama coming out and talking it over with Velarde. He doesn't want Amon to lose focus. Hit batters have been a big problem for, well, every team this summer. Opponents have hit 56 Redding Colt 45s hitters, 56, and the Colt 45s pitching staff hasn't been a whole lot better. They've now hit 49 batters this summer. That's too many. Too many in 31 games, more than a hit batter a game. Again, many of these guys are working on pitches, as you heard Jordan Akins say, working on his changeup this year, which had never been a pitch. That will really help him when he gets to college in the fall and the spring. I'm looking forward to seeing how all these guys develop. That brings up Davey Duncan, right-handed batter, steps out, asks for time, and I need to ask and find out if Davey Duncan is any relation to ... You know who I'm talking about. Dave Duncan. He's not on that original roster we had either. But we'll keep looking. Wears red batting gloves, fair hair, blonde hair looks like. Good cut, hits it towards short. Roop will field it smoothly and just shovel it over to McCoy at second for out number three. So 6-3 for all the outs. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base, just a hit batter. We'll go to the bottom of the first. Colt 45's getting the first at-bats tonight at Tiger Field. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Wood Bat Baseball brought to you by Carl's Jr. on KCNR.
The Cascade Theater presents four free films and a whole lot of fun this July with the Kids Summer Movie Club. Every Sunday afternoon in July, the theater opens the door at 2 with completely free admission for everybody. Turtle Bay will be there to show off some animals and hand out prizes. There's activities and then the film at 3, featuring Monsters, Inc., WALL-E, Cars, and Brave. Four films, four Sundays in July. Sponsored by JPR, KIXE, First 5 Shasta, and Turtle Bay. See you there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, if you heard that, yes, that's your friendly radio announcer dropping his dad's precious. Oh, that went all the way down. There we go. My binoculars. Sorry, Dad. But hopefully they didn't break. Thank you. Just keeping everybody on their toes, making some noise up here. Why not? Why not? We have an intimate setting here with our fans. Heading to the bottom of the first, tonight's game brought to you by our friends at Carl's Jr. Colt 45's batting order. We mentioned Tyler Thompson leads off, Julian Kodama hitting second, and Tanner Tweet in the three-hole tonight facing a right-handed pitcher. that we don't know a whole ton about. And maybe we do know more about him. Well, let's see. Okay, we were told this guy wasn't wearing number 17. Now I'm really confused. So don't you just love this stuff happens? We have a right-handed pitcher on the mound. And he's Christian Savlet. That is his name. They have a different fellow on their roster, as we mentioned earlier, with that same number. But Christian Sadler, wearing number 17 tonight. And according to their stats, doesn't look like Sadler has made any appearances for them. So we'll learn as we go about what the right-hander has to offer. Defensively, at first base, Ike Brown. Over at second, Mickey Nunez. At shortstop is Kalen Loud. Their third baseman, Braxton King. Outfield left to right, K.J. Shaw. Actually, I may have Shaw and I actually may have that nickname backwards. Let's get those names right. If you're listening back at home and don't want anybody yelling at me, it's Andrew Shaw and K.J. Loud. So, see, sorry about that, Andrew Shaw. Andrew Shaw, your left fielder. K.J. Loud is your shortstop. Your right fielder is Tyler Thornley. Your center fielder, Cole Thompson. Their catcher, Davey Duncan. And on the hill, as we mentioned, Christian Sadler. So facing the leadoff hitter, Tyler Thompson takes the first pitch for a ball. We're underway here in the bottom half. Tyler takes a good cut at that one and fouls it off, out of play. Oh, my. Sometimes here, it's just a work in progress as we go through a game. Tyler had one of the hits last night, scored one of the runs last night, got on base a couple of times at the walk, and his on-base percentage just continues to rise. He's hitting .313, on-base percentage of .485. Boy, he jacks this one the other way, left field. It is into the net, gone. Tyler Thompson flexes the muscle, and the Utah Ute rips his fourth home run of the summer, no doubter, to the oppo, opposite field. My, oh, my. And ain't no wind helping with that blast. So it's 1-0 Colt 45s. That'll bring up Julian Kadama. That'll wake you up. Kadama, as we've mentioned a few times, has hit in every game that he has played for the Colt 45s. That's 14 of them, batting a team-leading .356. No homers, 10 RBI. Left-handed hitter takes the first pitch over. Of course, he's had a good freshman season at Seattle University. Looking to build on that. Has been very impressive since joining this club. Coaches for the Colt 45s. Of course, the manager is Barrett Fasking. The third base. I'm showing off my net there to Biz. I'm ready. Got my net next time. Over at first base is Brett Miller. Biz in the third base box. Miller over at first. Kadama leaves that one alone, and it's a 1-2 count. Julian hitting .356. No homers, 10 RBIs, 7 walks, only 11 strikeouts, which is a low number for this team. Probably more than he'd like in 60 plate appearances. But an on-base percentage of .412. Nice crowd tonight. Quite a few little leaguers. Some of our friends from various groups are out at the ballpark tonight. And yeah, cowbells are welcome. Here's the 2-2. Off speed, bounced right side through the whole base hit. Just kind of telegraphed that one a little bit. Not sure if it's a knuckle curve, but you could just see that he was bringing it. And he left it up. And Kadama made him pay. Just a single to right. Two hitters, two hits. Tanner Tweet in the three-hole tonight. Tanner had a little hitting streak snapped last night, a six-game streak. It was a quiet six-game streak. Let's see if he can get the loud new streak going tonight. In 19 games, he's batting .280. Three homers, 10 runs batted in. But a .507 slugging percentage, so you just consider that when he's hitting .280. Of his 21 hits, 8 of them have been for extra bases. Almost half. Well, getting there. Oh, he checked his swing. It fouled off the end of his bat. 0-1. Well, there have been all kinds of excitement already. I've dropped my dad's binoculars. They're from Sears, Dad, so I know they work well. But now working from the stretch, good lead. Kodama has good speed. He's stolen seven bases. Tweet gets his hacks usually, and he hacked away at that one, fouled it out of play. Tweet now with an 0-2 count. Always chokes up just a little bit on the bat. He's strong enough to swing it, that's for sure. Good lead for Kodama. Throw over. That went a little closer. Just a little bit closer. Still trying to track down some statistics on Sandler. I made an educated guess that he might pitch for Contra Costa, but no, he doesn't. Or did not last year. Could throw over to first if they get him. No, he wanted it. They look like a solid team here in this Fairfield club. They've not played as many games as the Colt 45s, but watched them in batting practice. They just have a good air about them. You can tell they're competitive out of the Bay Valley. North Bay, excuse me. Throw over again. And as we have discussed a few times, or at least I've mentioned and you've not argued with me since you're at home and I can't hear you, but you know, you learn a lot about a pitcher early in a game if he throws over a bunch. And Kodama still has the leads. Now he knows that's where he can steal from. Will they test the catcher Duncan here? Swung on. Slow roller towards short. They're going to scoop it over to second for one. Do they get the double play? Yeah, they do. Boy, nice keystone turn there for the second baseman and shortstop. Well, well done. Tweed moves pretty well down the line, so that ought to tell you. And it was not a hard-hit ball. So a 6-4-3 double play. Two down now, base is empty, and Chris Brew comes to the plate. Chris needs to get in a little bit of a groove. He knows he'd like to. If he's feeling healthy, that's when it'll start. Tied for the team lead with Tyler Thompson with four home runs. Yeah, Tyler homered to start this game off. Four homers, a team-leading 33 runs batted in. Batting 267. He pops it right side. Could stay in play, and it just hits off the top of the visitor's dugout over in the first base side. Umpire gets some new baseballs. Same two teams tomorrow night as well. And they're ready to go back at it. Right-hander holds, working from the wind. Kind of wiggles his glove when he starts his wind. Fastball a little bit low. 1-1. And then apparently he did pitch for Contra Costa. 13 appearances last year. Right-hander. Oh, big swing at that off-speed. Missed it. So, yeah, let's check out these stats that we did find for Christian Sadler. 9 starts for them. 3-5-1. 66 innings, a 4.09 ERA, and 33 strikeouts. Now, he may. Yeah, it looks like he has signed to pitch for the University of Hawaii, Hilo. Brew chases one. Is a strikeout, and then they go to throw him out, and Duncan's throw just sails over the first baseman's head. Brew's going to round second, go all the way to third, and Biz will hold him there. That may have been one of those where he was throwing it right into the sun going down behind us. Not making excuses. That's an error on the catcher. I mean, honestly, the first baseman should have had it. But they almost always will you give the air to the catcher on that. So that puts a guy at third with two outs and a dangerous hitter in Brendan Roop. So, yeah, Sadler on the hill looks like he is now he spent last year. There we go. So he was at Contra Costa the year before. Last year he pitched at Hawaii Hilo. See what the Internet can do? You can learn all these things. Out of San Pablo, California. Actually lists his hometown as Hercules, California. 6-1-1-90. Oh, learn all kinds of things about him on the Hawaii Hilo roster, other than the stats. I'll get those in a minute. We can get him for you next inning. He'll still be around, I'm guessing. Man at third now. Can they punch another one across with that 1-0 lead? Fastball swung on, missed to Root. So he's showing some pretty good heat. Better pitcher already that we've seen out of the gate. So we'll see tonight if the Colt 45s kind of answer the call. Yeah, at Hawaii Hilo, he was 3-3 last year. And not sure the total ERA, but they don't have that listed for some weird reason. That pitch called a strike now, 1-2. Let's see what his ERA was. Da-da-da-da-da. And we'll get all that for you. But he was a starter. That's a four-year school, and I believe they're D1. The Vulcans. And that's Vulcan as in check swing. Did he go? Oh, Roop knows it. Didn't even have to ask the umpire out in the field because Roop had already turned around. He knew it was a strike three called. Either way, he went for it. And the Colt 45s, take a deep breath, folks. You got to run. Take what you got there. One run, a big home run to start it off for Tyler Thompson. We saw some good defense from the opponents there in that inning. We go to the top of the second. It's a 1-0 Colt 45s lead. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Wood Bat Baseball, brought to you by Carl Jr. on KCNR.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hey, welcome back to tonight's game, brought to you by our friends at Carl's Jr., big members of the Shasta County family. Carl's Jr. sponsoring tonight's Summer Collegiate Wood Bat Baseball game. Colt 45's up 1-0. Eamon Velarde facing the number 5 hitter in their lineup, Braxton King, the third baseman. King, right-handed batter, takes the first pitch. He wears a shin guard on his left leg, swings and hits one pretty good, but going to hook foul. That was about as long as Tyler Thompson's was. What's interesting is we got a roster from the Fairfield Indians, and I'm not joking. It's not numerical, and it's not listed by spelling. There's absolutely no way to know what order the roster is. And it's not alphabetical, and it's not numerical. I have no idea. Oh, wow. That's interesting. And Velarde comes in with a changeup, swings and misses. So King goes down strikes. First strikeout of the game for the big right-hander out of Wairika and Feather River. Tonight, we'd like to tip our cap to the folks at Patients Hospital of Reading. They've been providing the highest quality hospital care for the past 27 years. They are our guests tonight out in the third base VIP pavilion. Patients Hospital is the only local hospital with all private suites, a nurse for every 2 to 3 patients, food prepared by a gourmet chef, and one of the lowest infection rates in the nation. They've been rated number 1 in the USA for patient satisfaction. Patients Hospital of Reading, welcome to the third base club tonight. Cole Thompson, their center fielder, takes a couple pitches. Eamon falls behind 2-0. That one's called a strike. Now, we had some clouds to the west of us that had just kind of hidden more of the sun, but now we just have the last little bits of streak from the sun. I think the lights may come on earlier tonight. 2-1 pitch. That's a changeup. Fouled it off, 2-2. Cole Thompson just playing in his fifth game with the club this summer. Now, he's out of Fresno State. He has two hits and 10 at-bats. Takes that pitch. Oh, my. Yeah, was that? What was that? That was a ball. 3-2. Okay. My, air's a little tight there. We'll see how the game goes. I'm not in a good position, by the way, to criticize balls and strikes physically here where I'm sitting. I might let you know. That's a fastball. That blows by him as he swings and misses. Velarde liked it. He's fired up tonight, and that is strike three. Two batters, two strikeouts here in the second. It brings up Jason Pacquiao. Pacquiao, his father, one of the coaches on the team, who's over in the first base coach's box. Their manager, Gerald Randleston, is in the third base box. And Jason's played in, this is his 12th game with the team. Leads them in at-bats with 37, swings and bounces one left side through the hole, base hit. Just his fifth hit of the summer, and he's on over at first. He'll give his batting gloves to, we'll take him off and talk to his dad. So that is the first hit of the game off of Velarde. Both innings, a man has reached after two outs. Last inning, he hit a guy. Now here's your number eight hitter, who I introduced as KJ Shaw, which was not really very nice of me because that's not his name. His name is Andrew Shaw, I think. One can never be sure. Takes the first pitch. That looked like it was a called strike, and it was. Andrew Shaw. He's their left fielder. 0-1 delivery. Swung on. That one's lined right up the middle. Base hit. Takes a couple of hops before it gets to Tyler Thompson. But a well-hit ball here with two outs. Indians showing moxie. And that brings up Kalen Loud, KJ Loud, the shortstop. He's a little guy. Kalen Loud. Going to stand up there. Kalen Johnson Loud on their roster, and he'd be a teammate of Tanner Tweets at Sac City. Little guy, as I mentioned, about 5'6". We'll pull him up on their website. They do have a website, which is a nice one. Velarde, two on, two outs. First pitch inside corner called for a strike. Kalen Johnson Loud hitting 286 this summer with the club. He's just 5'5", 155-pound freshman. Swings and misses that one. Count 0-2 at Sac City. So he and Tweet, teammates, we'll have to ask him about Kalen, about KJ. He has an 0-2 count coming, wearing those bright red cleats. That one's up. 3-2. He has red grip tape on the wood bat. Wearing a white helmet. Most of the guys bring their own helmets from their different colleges if they have one. Of course, that's one of the things summer collegiate ball is. Catchers usually bring their own gear. Breaking ball miss. Boy, Eamon was posing a little bit. He was on his way to the dugout. Blake Ayers did not agree, and the count is now 2-2. Velarde looking in for the sign. He kind of has a halfway open look in from the stretch. Ball is in his glove. It's actually in his bare hand as he now brings it to his glove at the belt, checks the runner at second, and with 2-2 pitch, delivers a changeup, and he swings and misses. So three strikeouts here in the second. Velarde getting a little groove. They did get a couple of hits. There were no errors and two men left on base. We'll go to the bottom half of inning number two. Colt 45 is looking to build on that one-run lead. Tonight's game brought to you by Carl's Jr. It's Summer Collegiate Wood Bat Baseball on KCNR.
Thanks for not calling the 800 number.
You've heard, don't call the 800 number. Instead, call your Dish Premier local retailer at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Here's another reason why.
Susie C. with 5 stars writes, I can't say enough good things about Doug Toohey and the exceptional service we've received from B&T Satellite. Doug is local, and that makes all the difference. The first time I met Doug, he patiently spent time with me to ensure I was comfortable using the equipment. In addition, Doug installed our sound system, so we have music indoors and outdoors when entertaining. When I have technical issues, I call Doug. He's dependable, professional, and has never let me down. I'm so glad we went to the local guy and not the 1-800 number.
B&T Satellite will take the time to listen to your needs and work with you to give you the best TV experience. Your local premier dish retailer. You owe it to yourself to not call the 800 number. Call 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Tonight's game at Tiger Field brought to you by Carl's Jr. Colt 45's on top 1-0, bottom of the second in Tiger Field. It'll be Connor McCoy leading it off, Nick Horsley and Jacob Machuca. Connor, quite a story. He didn't play in last night's game. He wasn't available. He had a monster batting practice session during the game yesterday, and it was 100 degrees. And the little guy, he basically got severely overheated. And, you know, your adrenaline's up. You're having a great BP session. You're hitting long balls everywhere. And then he got overheated. Had to go home, cool off, take the night off. But he's back tonight in the starting lineup. And the little right-handed batter standing in. Let's see if he can turn that good BP the last couple of days into something good at the plate. Takes a big cut and misses the first pitch from the right-hander. No balls and a strike. McCoy watches that one. It's strike two. McCoy hitting 255. No homer, six runs batted in. As you may or may not know, it's going to be attending Shasta College. He played at American Christian Academy out of Anderson. Was homeschooled and played ball with ACA. Now he steps out. And he waits. Big wind, big leg kick, missed away. Christian Sadler on the hill. Looking pretty good for a guy who was a last-minute addition. They had to scratch their starter, or they chose to scratch it against Sadler just joining their club. Swings and misses. That was a good fastball. That got past him. So both pitchers are coming out and showing pretty good stuff, Velarde and Sadler. That's the second strikeout for him. Nick Horsley comes to the plate. Nick got his first home run with the Colt 45s last night. That was really good to see. He's been working so hard. Has that homer, nine runs batted in this summer. Right-handed batter out of Leverican, Utah. Swings and lines one down the left field line. It is fair. Going to be extra bases. Horsley rounds first. He's chugging towards second. They come up the throw. He'll be standing at second base. So Nick Horsley with a one-out double down the left field line to get it going here in the second. That brings up Jacob Machuca, the left-handed batting power hitter. Machuca hitting 203. A homer and 12 runs batted in since joining the club. Waiting for him to really just start to dial in. He hasn't really gotten the extra base hits going that he expects. Just three extra base hits. He's a left-handed hitter with power. He has a man in scoring position now with one out. Duncan gives the signs to Sadler. Sadler from the belt, wiggles that glove as he brings it to a stop and then throws a fastball over. Duncan maybe changing some of the signal signs he was telling his shortstop, giving his shortstop a sign a moment ago as they try to keep Horsley close. Machuca took a big cut at that one, missed it. 0-2 the count. Davy Duncan's out of Holy Names College. He's the catcher behind the plate. Machuca waits. Both his left wrist is taped. Takes that one, but didn't miss by much, 1-2. That plate, that part of the plate, rather, Ayers has not given that strike to right-handed hitters and certainly didn't give it to the left-handed batter there. That's the inside corner on the left-handed right-handed hitter, the outside corner on the left-handed hitter. So let's see what comes with the 1-2. He's had a good fastball. The curve hurt him. He went change up there. Called strike three, outside corner. Got him looking. Strikeout number three. That was in a good spot. And Jacob not protecting the plate there. And it was a little up, but he took a little something off of it and fooled him. Might have just been a cutter of some sort. But Andy Bayanin out of the plate. Andy's gotten his hits. He has 6 hits in his last 10 at-bats. A couple of runs batted in. At 323 on the year, homer, 20 runs batted in and a 485 on-base percentage. He's been able to knock in some runs from down there in the bottom of the lineup. Takes the first pitch over. They're seeing one of the better pitchers, I think, than they've seen in a little bit. In terms of stuff. And sometimes they've played down to pitchers that didn't have great stuff. They're going up against a guy that, as I mentioned, has some D1 experience. That's a change. That curveball was good out in front now. Well, it's now 1-1. KJ Loud out there at shortstop was giving the runner some trouble. Now they really play Bayena to pull. I mean, their second baseman is right behind second base. Considering how hard this guy's throwing, I'm not sure I'd leave that big a hole. Andy whiffs at one in the dirt and heading towards third on the slide, getting caught dead meat over there is Horsley. That was just good defense by Duncan. It was in the dirt, but it didn't get away. So we'll just call that a caught stealing. Horsley goes down, and that ends the inning. So, still 1-0, Colt 45s. They're going to have their hands full tonight. Pretty good baseball matchup here at Tiger Field. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Come see Little Women at Riverfront Playhouse, a timeless tale that has delighted audiences for generations is being performed on the Reading stage. Follow Meg, Joe, Amy, and Beth through the ups and downs of growing up. Watch as they laugh, cry, live, and love all through the strength of sisterhood and the power of family. Written by Louisa May Alcott, adapted by John Ravold, directed by Annie Bakalenikoff. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, running July 20th through August 17th.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Welcome back to Tiger Field. Tonight's game brought to you by our friends at Carl's Jr. Colt 45's up 1-0. First batter in the bottom of the first inning. Tyler Thompson ripped a long opposite field home run to get him off to a good start. Damon Velarde pitching much better tonight than he did in his last two starts. Let's kind of run those down for you so you understand what I'm saying. His first start on June 2nd, he went 8 innings, gave up just 2 earned runs, 7 hits, walked 1, and struck out 10. Now, they've been watching his innings since then, pitches rather, just don't want to burn him out for his coach at Feather River. June 7th, he went 6 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned run, 3 strikeouts and a walk. June 3rd, another good start, 5-plus, 4 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, 5 strikeouts, no walks. But it was the June 30th and July 5th. Starts after being gone for a couple of weeks with the club, or rather in Hawaii, and that's part of the deal sometimes in the summer. Guys have family plans and so on. But he came back and he struggled mightily since then, and tonight looks more like himself. He's facing their leadoff hitter, Nunez, who bounced to short to start things off back in the first. Nunez hitting just 227 for them this summer. No homers, four runs batted in. Does have nine runs scored. Takes that one. Left-handed batter. He has a two-tone bat, the dark around the handle and light wood on the upper part of the bat. Now the lights will be coming on as there's just a few streaks of light. One going right across Eamon Velarde. Nunez awaits a 3-1 delivery now. Rocks and fires. That's over for a strike. 3-2. Metal left-handed batter waggles it, waits, swings and pops that one off. I've got the net. Oh, couldn't get the net. Not close enough. I'm ready with the net. Oh, I thought I was going to get that foul ball. All right, I'll get one before it's all said and done. Payoff pitch coming out of Mickey Nunez. Velarde has put the leadoff, gotten two outs to start each inning so far. That's a good one on the outside corner, but it just a little bit up. Ball four. That'll bring up Tyler Thornley. He'll be a right-handed batter. Now, he wears on his helmet, they all wear the double flaps. That's just standard. Nobody's allowed to wear the single flaps in college baseball. But he also wears the mouth guard that goes in the front. Jason Hayward, one of the guys who I think not pioneered it, but made it a regular thing. So pretty good lead. Nunez has three steals. They look to bunt. They get it down in front. Horsley gets on it, throws the first out by a couple of steps. Well played. Sacrifice executed. Put it down as 2-3 in the book. And that tells me also to let the Horsley friends and family know back in Leverican that after getting his home run last night, Nick also got a haircut. He didn't shave the whole thing off, so don't worry. He didn't go full in, but he has the close crop along the sides. He got dolled up now for baseball the rest of the summer. And so far, it's paying off, right? He had a double tonight. First pitch to the number three hole hitter, Big Ike Brown, is a ball up. Brown put on pretty good batting practice this play, hitting 360 for them. But no homers, three runs batted in. This is just the ninth game he's played for them. He's out of Contra Costa. Big guy, 6'2", 250, a sophomore there. Runner going to third. Horsley's gunned down there. Do they get him? No, in safely. It was a good throw. I just honestly think that Eamon didn't think he'd go. So some daring on the base pass. Puts a guy at third with just one out. Infield's going to play back. Bayan is in on the grass on the first base side, but they're playing him to at normal depth to pull. Right-handed hitter waits. Brown, Velarde, not even looking at the guy at third, goes fastball a little bit low. 2-1. At Contra Costa, Brown didn't have much of a freshman year, and he hit just 172 for them with five doubles, no homers, eight RBIs. High plate bouncer. Brew going to come home. And, oh, the throw just a little bit to the third base side. The run's going to come around. Runner's going to go over to second, so they've tied it up at one. If Brew can get the throw down, give Horsley a chance, maybe. But he threw it a little to the third base side and high. It was going to be bang, bang either way. You got to make a perfect throw there right on the plate. So a fielder's choice, and then an error, probably give it to the catcher, like I said, they always do, on the throw moves the guy over to second. Nunez scores on the fielder's choice. So Horsley goes out to just kind of settle Velarde down, let him know, hey, everything's going to be all right. It's just one run, a lot of baseball left. It's a 1-1 game. But that, you know, the Colt 45s have used their speed to try to instigate some activity out there offensively, and They're facing a team tonight that shows the desire to do the same. So Davy Duncan, we mentioned a couple of years. He went to Contra Costa, and then now he's just finished. He's a senior to be, I guess, or just completed his senior year, excuse me, at Holy Names University, playing for the Hawks. Takes the first pitch for a strike. Big kid, 6'3", 210, 215. Lights are now on. And yes, you can hear the shaved ice, a.k.a. the snow cones, are going. Velarde, big leg kick. Runners going. Swung on, fouled right side. So they're keying off of Velarde's kick. When he goes big, they're taking off. And that's Brown over at second. Davy Duncan at the plate now. An 0-2 delivery coming. Duncan wears a couple of red batting gloves. That's one of the colors of Holy Names. Here comes the 0-2. Standing in. Awaiting the pitch. Velarde looks back to second this time. They're trying to keep him closer. Swung on, hit sharply left side through the hole, base hit. Brown rounding third. He will be held there. The throw coming in from Machuca hits the cutoff man. So they have men on the corners and one out. And it brings up Braxton King, their third baseman. King struck out to start the second. King in just his 10th game with them this summer. He's hitting 250. No homers, five runs batted in. So Velarde, a little bit more trouble here in the third. And when you walk that leadoff guy, that's one of those things in baseball. Right now, it's cost him one, but that's where we stand. Men on the corners, still one out. They're at double play depth. Velarde looks in for the sign. Now steps off. Wants to make sure everybody's on the same page. Back in. Peers in for the sign. Comes to the belt with the glove, ball in glove. That's a smaller leg kick. Bounced toward short. Could be two. Let's see. Roop to McCoy to Brew. Yes, indeed. No runs there because they convert the double play to get out of it. Well done. 6-4-3. The twin killing. One run. On one hit, there was an error, and one man's left on base. We'll go to the bottom half of inning number three. It's a 1-1 game. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Come on, let's sit down together. I could stay here forever. Friendly smiles, family and friends, place piled high with happiness. Black bear time, it feels like home to me. Can't explain it, you just have to see. Hey, hey, Black Bear feels like home.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Well, tonight's game is brought to you by our friends at Carl's Jr. It's a 1-1 affair, bottom of the third. Looking like a pretty good matchup here between the Colt 45s and the Fairfield Indians. A couple of nice double plays. Each team has had kind of ratcheted it up a little bit with the Keystone combination up the middle. Nice 6-4-3 double play turned in the first by the Indians. And then a good arm showed off, good catching skills showed off by Duncan. Nailing Horsley, trying to scoot over to third. Do the boot scoot boogie. You can hear the background. See what I did with that? But Colt 45s also seem to have answered the call. That was a nice 6-4-3 as well to get them out of that trouble in the third. And that's what you need. So that's where we are, 1-1. Yeah, so Andy Baena will lead things off for the Colt 45s. He was at the plate when Horsley was caught trying to scoot over to third. So it'll be Baena, Tyler Thompson, and Julian Kodama to get it going here in the bottom of the third. Facing Christian Sadler. He was 3-3 last year at Hawaii Hilo for the Vulcans. A 5.32 earned run average. Baena going to stand in there. Looking to extend this little hitting streak he's got going. He's been getting on base and kind of giving them two leadoff hitters back-to-back with the way. You know, there are plenty of people who make out the lineup card in baseball, as Andy swings and misses at that one, who say, you know, you really only have a guy hitting leadoff guaranteed once in a game. So you'll have her major league manager say that as well. That, you know, down in the bottom of your order, you have to kind of think about who's hitting after who and so on. Baena has been comfortable down there. He started as a leadoff hitter for him. Fouls that one back. No balls and two strikes. We mentioned Andy's at 323 coming in. At a Regis University. Now he's going into an important season for him at Regis. His junior year. 0-2 the delivery. That one's a little bit up, 1-2. Sadler has the light summer beard. Right-hander. One game. 1-2 two strike delivery. Fastball away. 2-2. Not missing by much, though. 1-3-1. Runs, hits, and errors for both teams. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Sadler wiggles his glove as it's in front of his face. Big leg kick and swung on and missed. Just blew that one right by Andy. Andy kind of waved at it. Strike three. Not catching up to his fastball right now, except this guy kind of did. Tyler Thompson took him yard back in the first. He went oppo, as the kids say, opposite field. Deep to left, into the net, and it was a shot. I mean, he hit it on the noggin. Gives him four home runs on the year. Tyler hitting .313. Four homers now, 28 runs batted in. Ties him for second on the club. And he's your leadoff hitter, much made possible, as we previously mentioned, by Andy Baena getting on base right in front of him. First pitch to Thompson. Checks his swing. It was a changeup on the outside. Corner a little low, 1-0. Sadler's strikes-to-ball ratio pretty good. 26 strikes, 11 balls. He winds, big leg kick, and delivers. And that's another changeup of some sort. Looked like the curve, missed a little low. 2-0. Julian Kodama is waiting on deck. Good hitter's pitch here for the Ute. Swung on, lined into center field, right center field for a base hit. Will it scoot through? Indeed it does. Thompson heads towards second. He'll stand there. The right fielder was able to get to it, but Thompson's speed pays off. One out, and the Colt 45s have another man in scoring position. That is hit number four of the game for the Colt 45s. That brings up Kodama, who has one of those hits. He singled in the first, was erased on a 6-4-3 double play. Tanner Tweed on deck. They paid a lot of attention to the runner out at second, Horsley. And he did not have good speed. Thompson has excellent speed. Not a big lead out there right now. He doesn't want to do anything to run himself out, his team out of an inning here, considering we've already seen Duncan handles himself well behind home plate. Ball and no strikes now. Looks in, has the sign. Thompson. Shortstop just behind him. Moves back to his position as the pitch is a little low. 2-0. Fell behind to Thompson, 2-0. Let's see if Kadama can come up with the same kind of result. Hitter's pitch. Big leg kick. That's away. 3 balls and no strikes. He hasn't walked anybody yet. I don't believe he's gone 3-0 on anybody yet. And that one's over for a strike. He hadn't gone 3-0 on any hitter. In fact, except for Thompson leading off, I'm not sure he'd fallen behind more than 2 hitters. Has a 3-1 pitch now. Kadama waits. Fastball, outside corner. Got it that time, called 3-2. Sadler has good heat. Pretty good changeup of some sort. His curve has been suspect, a little off, a little on. Let's see what he goes here. If I was a gambling man, and I'm not, I'd think he'd come with a fastball, but let's see. Duncan couldn't get on the same page anyway, so the catcher asks for time and goes out, and he's going to just try to make sure they get the pitch that he wants right here, right now. Kadama has shown he can hit the outside pitch this year. So if he gets that same one, wouldn't be surprised to see him drive it the other way. The spray chart would probably show you a good 50-50 almost. Maybe not, but he's a penchant for hitting it the other way if that's where he's pitched. Here's the payoff with one out and a man on second to Julian Kadama. Swung on, fouled out of play. Third base side. Good contact on that one. Been sticky the last couple of nights in terms of the, you know, once the breeze goes down and the sun goes down, it's not been hot or unbearable, nothing like that. Kind of in that same, it's comfortable but not super, super hot, not super, super breezy, so it's kind of in between. That one fouled out of play again. Sadler just keeps working. 46 pitches now for him. He's thrown a few this inning. Kadama just waiting. Now here comes the signal. Now here comes another payoff delivery. Fastball popped up out of play, left side. Just hanging in there, not getting what he's wanted, so he's just staying alive.
That's a bocce ball.
That one was over, yep, on the bocce ball court behind us. Yeah, it's actually right there on the bocce ball court. I can see it. And here we go. Sadler back in. Again, a payoff. Let's see what Kadama's got. Holds that bat high above his helmet. Swings and hits this one left side. It may be playable in foul territory. It's going to hook and fall. Foul. Rick Bossetti out there with his practicing, taking some photos with his new drone out in the bullpen. He's waiting on the inning to end, so he can do it between innings. But I'm sure he went and picked the bird up real quick. Didn't want a foul ball to hit it. All right, here we go. Another payoff pitch. Sadler off the side of the mound. Now he climbs back up on the rubber, peers in for his sign. And he has it. Here's the payoff. Fastball inside, ball 4. So Kadama did his job. He worked it and worked it and finally got his walk. He worked, fouled off 4 pitches to get him there. So well done by Kadama. His on-base percentage has been excellent. So 2 on now for Tweet, who hit into that 6-4-3 in the first, and it was not a particularly hard-hit ball. I really didn't think they'd be able to turn it. But they did. Loud and Nunez to Brown, and Loud and Nunez showed some slick glove work between them up the middle. Let's see if Tweet can get up in the air this time. Left-handed batter. Stands in. Right-handed batter, excuse me. Didn't want to scare you. Out of Red Bluff. Tanner waits. First pitch, fastball, swings and misses it. Mistimed it. 0-1 the count. Bayena on deck. There's still just one out. From the belt. Sadler now settles his glove. Fastball away. 1-1. All lights out over the field. We're seeing some beautiful blue sunset skies out on the horizon, certainly back at Lassen Peak over the right field where the break in the trees are, and see some of the other mountains, as we've mentioned, over time. But you gotta enjoy that view. That's what we're here for, right? All these beautiful mountains. That one missed. It's 2-1 now on Tanner. 2 on, 1 out. And the pitch, off-speed, check swing, slow roller towards short. Third baseman cuts him off. He'll go to first, and they get Tweet there, but the runners move up to second and third now with 2 outs. King played it well. That's one of those where if the third baseman can cut it off, the shortstop wants him to do it. You get to whatever ball you can because he's going towards the out. In other words, he's running towards where he has to make his throw. And Tweet's has good speed, not blazing speed. So he didn't beat it out. It goes down as a 5-3. Thompson moves to third. Kodama goes to second. And Brew now stands at the plate with a chance. 2 in scoring position. He struck out but reached first on a throwing error by the catcher back in the first. Takes the first pitch fastball over for a strike. Sadler's faced 12 hitters. He's struck out 5 of them. 0-1 the pitch coming. Sadler not even looking at the runner. Now he does, just before he breaks from the stretch. Fastball fouled back. So Brew getting a little more of a bead on it now. No balls and 2 strikes. Right-handed hitter waits. Let's see if he tries to tantalize him with something or if he goes at him. 0-2 pitch. Up, he chases him up the ladder and misses it. Strike 3. Brew knows that's a strikeout. 6th already in this game for Christian Sadler. Colt 45s, no runs, 1 hit. There were no errors. 2 men left in scoring position. We'll go to the top of the 4th. It's a 1-1 game. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
The McConnell Foundation is pleased to sponsor this year's Colt 45 season. We support hometown baseball in South City Park, part of the heart of Reading. Families, local businesses, and nonprofits make this community event successful. The McConnell Foundation believes the best way to build community is to support it together. Baseball is for everyone, from little leaguers to senior games. Thank you for rooting for our home team. Go Colt 45s!
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Tiger Field. Eamon Velarde on the hill here in the top of the 4th. Cole Thompson leading it off for the Fairfield Indians in a 1-1 game brought to you by our friends at Carl's Jr. We'll get you up to date on some scores. First pitch from Velarde misses high, a ball. Bill Plummer's grandson, Connor. Connor Menez pitching for the Sacramento River Cats. That's the AAA team of the San Francisco Giants. And another good start tonight so far for Connor. He's scattered three hits through the first three innings. Has a 1-0 lead that game in Sacramento against Fresno. Actually, he's pitching now in the fourth. Next pitch misses. It's 2-0. That's a fastball. That one inside 3-0. Major League Baseball checking in on the scoreboard. Dodgers beat the Red Sox 11-2 at Fenway today. Other West Coast scores for you. Brewers edge the Giants 5-4. Jeffress over Moronta. Showing bunt on a 3-0. That one's over for a strike. Umpire probably didn't like it. It probably just obscured his vision either way if it were close. So 5-4, Brewers beat the Giants. Other West Coast scores, Padres over the Braves 4-3. This one hit towards center field, but Thompson will go to his left and right center and make the catch for out number one. That brings up Jason Pocchiai, who singled in the second. Angels beating the Mariners 6-1. Trout got his 30th home run tonight. That one's in the top of the seventh. And the Athletics beat the White Sox today at the Coliseum 13-2. Barreto homered. Bassett, a 7-run first paid. Bassett gets the win, his sixth of the year, and they score 7 in the first inning of that one. So those are some West Coast scores. We'll get you caught up on all the partials still going on out there in just a little bit. Leading off is Pocchiai DHing tonight. As mentioned, not a lot of hits coming into this one. Got his fifth hit of the summer. But he has a 2-0 count right here. Swings through that fastball, 2-1. Pocchiai out of Contra Costa. Takes that one. Contra Costa College. Now here comes the 3-1 pitch now. Swings and misses. That one goes full 3-2. Shaw on deck. This is their number 7 hitter in the lineup. Up high and tight. Velarde, not as sharp since the first couple of innings. So that's a walk with one out. Second walk of the game. He did hit a batter as well. That brings up Shaw. Andrew Shaw hadn't played any games yet. Had 0 at bats before tonight for them this summer. That's based on their statistics on their website. Little guy. He's at La Sierra College. Excuse me. He is also out of Contra Costa College. As a sophomore there, he hit .246 for Contra Costa this past season. No homers. 22 runs batted in. It's a pretty good year in terms of RBI. Hit a plate bouncer towards third. Bare hand Kodama makes a throw, but no chance to get him. It'll be an infield hit. Just luck of the bounce on that one. Good result, but not able to get him out. Velarde has to keep his cool in those situations because that just happens. We'll see how he responds. Two on, one out. Neither bullpen is active. It's a 1-1 game. KJ Loud now stands in. He struck out in the second. Loud stands in, kind of bends his knees a little bit, now holds the bat back. First pitch, fastball over for a strike. Awaits the 0-1 from Velarde. Fakes the throw to second. Mentioned he's a teammate of Tanner Tweet at Sac City Baseball. Throw down to second, try to keep that runner close. It's a close play. Didn't get him. He's able to slide back in. And that's a dangerous play, but as long as it doesn't get away, you're all right. Balquillo is back safely. Loud awaits the 1-1 pitch. McCoy trying to keep the runner close at second. That didn't miss by much, just a little up, 2-1. Not a big strike zone there for Loud. Caitlin Loud waits the 2-1 now from Velarde. Swings and misses that fastball, 2-2. Top of their order, Nunez in the on-deck circle. Looking in for the sign. Peaks at the first base runner is a huge lead with Brunot holding. Swung on, hit pretty well to center. Thompson takes a few steps back. He'll make the catch. Runners won't be able to tag. That's out number two. It's hit it on the nose, but Thompson was in the right spot. And with two outs, that brings up Mickey Nunez. Nunez walked to start off the third. That leadoff walk led to a run. Here comes Nunez, left-handed batter, as we mentioned. Velarde trying to get out of a little jam here in inning number four. Fastball. Hey, there's the drone. It's flying, taking pictures. Rick's having fun. Here comes an 0-1 pitch. The stadium lights now starting to fill the field. You get more of that orange glowy light instead of the dusk light that you have. I was called a strike 0-2. Heyman looks in for the sign. Let's see what he elects to go with here in this situation. 0-2 delivery. Humps up the fastball. Just misses. 1-2. Tried to get him to chase one. He wasn't buying. Now we're ready. Two on, first and second. Two outs, top of the fourth. A 1-2 delivery from Velarde to Menunez. Bounced left side. Going to have to barehand it. Kadama's throw won't ever get him, and that's tough luck. They throw back to third. The runner took a pretty big turnover there, but he's safe. So, again, just tough luck there. Another big bouncer. Kadama had to come in and barehand it, and they just didn't have a chance to get the leadoff hitter. That's an infield hit. So two infield hits after a one-out walk. Now Tyler Thornley comes to the plate. He bounced to short in the first and then executed a sacrifice bunt in the third. Velarde, chance to work out of a big jam here. Let's see what he can do. From the stretch, pops him up and out of play. Amon's thrown 69 pitches now. 42 of them have been strikes. fifth, sixth hitter of the inning. Nobody has scored in this frame. Velarde from the belt. Now big leg kick. Does a changeup. Horsley blocks it. It's in front of him. The run's going to come in to score. Nick lost sight of it out of the gate. He did a good job blocking it. But they took off and went all bases. Eamon's got to communicate with him there and tell him where it is. And he may have been yelling. I didn't hear it. But they're being aggressive. Much like the Colt 45s like to be on the base paths. So, scoring. Pacquiao makes it 2-1 on the wild pitch. Over to third is shot. And down to second now, Nunez. Swung on, line foul, left side. Shaw had to duck out of the way of that one on the base pass. Now a ball and two strikes on. It's a tough inning, really tough luck for Eamon because he's gotten bouncers that just happen to be too tough to handle. You know, just too slow in the field, for feet too fast going down the baselines. 1-2. Took something off that, popped it up right side. Brew calls everybody off. He'll make the catch in fair territory for out number three. So no run, two infield hits. Run scores on a wild pitch. And they leave two men on base. Could have been worse. It's 2-1. Indians, you're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
The Fairfield Indians with a 2-1 lead. Bottom of the fourth, you're listening to Summer Collegiate Wood Bat Baseball, brought to you tonight by Carl's Jr. Christian Sadler, working here in the fourth. Let's get you up to date on some other MLB scores. We gave you the West Coast scores. We'll go through them all now. Bottom 10, Astros and Rangers are tied at 5. Bottom of the first, in Colorado, the Reds on top of the Reds and Rockies scoreless. Braves and Padres are tied at 4. That one's in the bottom of the eighth inning. Top of the seventh now. Angels leading the Mariners 6-2. As Brendan Roop leads things off, fouls the first pitch back out of play. A final from Baltimore at Camden Yards. A makeup game from a postponement back on May 5th. The Orioles edge the Rays 2-1. Blair over Poche. Givens gets the saves. Zanino and Wilkerson homered, one for each team. Blue Jays edge the Yankees 2-1. There's a changeup over for a strike. 0-2 now on Roop. Biagini over Hap. Hudson got the save. Cubs patted the Pirates 10-4 today. Lester over Lyles. Lester gets his ninth win. 0-2 up high. Doesn't chase it. For Pittsburgh, Kang, Marte. Marte hit a pair. Those homers. And for Chicago, Contreras and Lester hit one in his own behalf. Athletics beat the White Sox 13-2. Here's the 1-2. Changeup just missed a little way. 2-2. Where's my Athletics score? I know I had that right here somewhere. There it is. 13-2 at the Coliseum. Bassett over Covey. Barreto homer. Mets beat the Marlins 4-2. Syndergaard over Anderson. Diaz the save. That one fouled off. Conforto and Cano homer in that contest. 2-2 now the count. The Rays beat the Orioles in the regularly scheduled game 12-4. Morton over Means. Homers for Tampa Bay. Brousseau hit a couple of them. Diaz, Lowe, Pham, and Alberto homered for Baltimore. Twins beat the Indians 6-2. Odorizzi over Bauer. Kepler hit a pair. Cave also homered. Ramirez and Bradley homered for Cleveland. Dodgers beat the Red Sox 11-2. Here comes a 2-2 to Brendan Roop. Swings at an off-speed, misses it, strike three. Second strikeout of the game of Roop. And there have been a total of seven now, Colt 45 hitters. Sadler's been tough. He's got good stuff. He has good stuff. McCoy now comes to the plate, right-handed batter. He struck out to start the second inning. The Dodgers beat the Red Sox. Turner, Bellinger, Pollock, and Muncy all homered. Bogarts homered for the Red Sox. It was Stripling over Sale. Royals beat the Tigers 4-1. Keller over Boyd. Kennedy the save. Cardinals won at home over the Diamondbacks 4-2. McCoy takes a ball for the first pitch. Hudson over Kelly. We said Martinez there. Excuse me. The Nationals edge the Phillies 4-3. Suero over Nariz. Doolittle the save. Soto a homer for Washington. Franco homers for Philadelphia. And the Brewers did indeed beat the Giants 5-4. Jeffress over Maranta. A rally to tie it up in the top of the ninth. Made it a 4-4 game after the Brewers had taken the lead in the bottom of the eighth. And then the Brewers scored in the bottom of the ninth on Gamel's walk-off single. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. We're a 2-1 game with the visitors on top. That one fouled back by McCoy. The Fairfield Indians on top. Fairfield got Colt 45's got on the board first. Bottom of the first. Tyler Thompson and Nopsit Field home run. Fairfield got their first run in the third and added another one in the fourth. They've been playing some small ball tonight. That one on the inside corner called strike three. McCoy didn't like it. He's a victim of strikeout. Number eight now. Got to protect that plate, guys. This guy's tough. Horsley now comes to the plate. He has one of the Colt 45's four hits in this game, a double over the, down the left field corner. Sadler, the right-hander out of the University of Hawaii Hilo. Winds and delivers good fastball. That one's over for a strike, 0-1. Machuca on deck. Wood hit next if Horsley can reach. Nick White's the 0-1 pitch. Another good fastball. That one on his outside corner, 0-2. He steps out now, tightens the batting gloves, trying to get the brain straight, takes a deep breath, exhales into the box, slightly open stance, drags the bat across the home plate a couple of times, and fastball. That one he blew by him, strike three. So he strikes out the side here in the fourth. We will go to the top half of the fifth. Fairfield Indians with a 2-1 lead on your Colt 45s Summer Collegiate Woodbat Baseball on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. Spring is traditionally the time for home improvement projects. A new paint job is a great place to start. At Eagle Eye Painting, we handle interior, exterior, and cabinets. Plus, we offer minor repairs for drywall and dry rot. We are fully licensed, bonded, insured, and do residential and commercial painting. Please visit our website at danscottpainting.com and read the customer reviews. Then give us a call at 400-5152 to schedule a free estimate. We would love the chance to do a great job for you. Call us today, 400-5152, Eagle Eye Painting.
Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts. Tickets are just $15 each or a table of 10 for $130. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Yep, it's the ice cream inning. They actually call it the frozen fifth here at Tiger Field during Colt 45's game, so you hear that music in the background. If the Colt 45s hold their opponents without a run in this inning, then fans for the rest of the inning can get a discount on their ice cream purchase. Something to keep you on your toes. Eamon Velarde out for the fifth inning. That's his longest start since back on June 13th when he went 5-plus in a loss to the Fresno A's. Two runs, five hits, one error for the visitors. They've left, I believe, five men on base. Six men on base. Five men. Six men. Yes. 1-4-1 for the Colt 45. This is the big right-handed hitting first baseman Ike Brown comes to the plate. He was hit with a pitch in the first. Actually drove in a run with a fielder's choice in the third. Here's the 0-1. They tried to get the run at the plate there, and the ball just glanced off of the catcher's mitt. A ball and a strike. Big curve inside corner called for a strike, strike two. Velarde working a little quicker here in the fifth. Fastball swung on, hit high towards right, but Bayena has a bead on it. He'll make the catch in right center field for a number one. Now Davey Duncan to the plate. Duncan single in the third. 1-for-2. Duncan, a right-handed batter. He's not even bothering to worry about tucking him in the shirt. It's just that hot out here. He's hitting .423 in eight games now this summer for them, with five doubles, a homer, and nine runs batted in. Dangerous hitter, big cut, fouls it back. Again, nine RBI in seven games for them coming in. They don't have a big home run hitting club, only three home runs to their credit. No balls on the strike to count. Duncan holds the bat high above his head, now brings it down and hits a high bouncer to third. Kadama gloves, has to pump it, throws, and just does not get it. He had to get a handle on it. If he doesn't have to pump it into his glove, it's an out. And I'm not picking on him there. I think he just didn't have the handle on it. I don't think it was one of those habitual pumps that they do on an easy ground ball, which I know is something that coaches will probably tell them they've got to work on. You see big leaguers do it all the time, but you can't do it on a bang-bang play. I think it was just he didn't have the handle. It'll be an infield hit. So Duncan at first. And Braxton King, right-handed batter, struck out, grounded into a double play. Now they're looking. No lead at all for Duncan at first. Velarde trying to work quickly. Fastball swung on line towards center field. Might fall in, and it does for a base hit. It'll be station to station for Duncan. He'll hold it second. That one was hit on the nose. That one not a plate bouncer or high chopper that has victimized Velarde a few times tonight. Three of the hits off of him have really just been that kind of play. Now he's facing the right-handed hitter Thompson. He's 0-for-2, struck out in the second, flew to center in the fourth. One of his batting gloves doesn't have the strap on it. Cracks me up. And you just make batting gloves without them. Just slide them on like a yard glove, you know, if you're not going to use this strap. I'm just kidding. I really don't have that much of an opinion on it, but just describing it for you. Thompson hitting just 200 this summer for them. 0-1 pitch. That's a changeup, and it goes right between the wickets of Horsley, back to the backstop. Runners will move up now. You lose the force play. You have runners at second and third. That one's going to be a pass ball. It just went right between the wickets. He didn't get down to block it. A ball and a strike to count. Over at third. So the corner infielders are in a little closer. Brew is in the first base side against the right-handed hitter. Kadama's equal with the bag. Didn't miss by much inside. 2-1. Duncan is over at third. Not great speed. King is at second. Here's the 2-1. Coming to Thompson. Velarde. Fastball swung on, hit towards right. Baena coming in. McCoy going back. It glances off McCoy's glove. The throw to the plate is late. The run will score. McCoy had it in his glove. Going back, backwards towards right. Baena would not have had a play on it. And I'm looking for the scoring, but probably, you know, it's probably an error. It hits you in the glove. It wasn't a routine play, I don't think. But again, another ball that Velarde, you know, could have gotten an out on. To the runner at third now. Kodama comes over and talks to Velarde briefly as Pacquiao comes to the plate. And Barrett Fasking is going to go out and talk it over with Eamon Velarde right here. Eamon has thrown 84 pitches, so he's nearing probably his pitch count. Colt 45's bullpen is busy. Not sure who they've got out there yet. It's a right-hander. And it looks, well, we'll let you know in a minute. See who it is. But the bottom line is, looks like it's Kyle Schrodel getting loose. So Fasking given his bullpen chance to get heated up. Kyle Schrodel loosening up. And they'll go back at it. So that's his trip. We'll see. So runners on the corners. Still just one out. Just some tough luck for Velarde, I think, tonight so far. See if he can battle out of this. It's 3-1 now. They're showing bunt. Pacquiao pulls it back. It's called a strike, 0-1. Going to go back and check the scoring on that play. They actually credited it was a wild pitch instead of a pass ball on moving the runners over. And they did give Thompson the single. The runner is going here, fouled off. So they did not give an error. And that's why I'm not the official scorer. They did not give an error to Connor McCoy on that one. Again, it wasn't a routine play by any stretch. I'm sure he'd tell you he got his glove on it. He should have caught it. But that's not always fair for the scorer to give him an error in that situation. And they didn't. Runners on the corners again with one out. Let's see. They'll probably send the runner again. They did not. Misses away, 1-2. That's a scenario where with 0-2, you don't necessarily send him in that situation because there's a chance the pitch out could be called. Colt 45s, I haven't seen them call many pitch outs this year. Now, this would be a 1-2 count where if they're going to run, they may try again. Doesn't have a huge lead, but showed pretty good speed getting off the base. Velarde just steps off, looks over to first, trying to let him know he's paying attention. Horsley has a very good throwing arm. Runner is going. Low pitch, throw to second in the dirt, throw to the plate now to get the runner. This tag gets kicked away. Run scores. And the runner was safe at second base. It was a sweep tag, and he just kicked the ball out of the glove, and that happens. So it is now 4-1, and a runner is at third base. So the stolen base by Thompson set that all up. He winds up over at third when the ball kicks away. So King, I don't know that it was not a straight double steal. Tried to draw the throw, but once the throw was made, then King took off. So the right-handed batter, Pacquiao, bounces one left side. Kodama can't cut that one off, but Roop has a gun. He shows it off, throws the first, gets the out. No double pumping that time. Another run scores. So really, again, a tough luck inning on the fielder's choice, 6-3. Give Pacquiao the run batted in, and Andrew Shaw will now bat. He's the left fielder. He's two for two, actually. A single in the second, got an infield hit in the fourth, last inning. It's a 5-1 lead now. Breaking ball. Oh, wow, that was behind the hitter. Didn't hit him, fortunately, for Velarde. 1-0. The number 8 hitter in the lineup. Velarde has dodged some difficulty here in this game. Here's another bouncer left side. Kodama fields, throws, gets him by a half step this time. So they get 3 runs on 3 hits, actually. There were no errors, but a wild pitch and, well, just some tough luck for Velarde. And find themselves in a 5-1 hold. We will head to the bottom of the fifth. This game brought to you by Carl's Jr. at Summer Collegiate Wood Bat Baseball on KCNR.
North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler, has been in business since 1983, serving Northern California, Southern Oregon, and Western Nevada. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier for the industrial and construction markets with same-day delivery. North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler on Crossroads Drive right here in Reading. Call 222-1500. That's 222-1500.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Tonight's game brought to you by Carl's Jr. Colt 45's trailing 5-1 now, heading to the bottom of the fifth. You got to credit the speed and good defense played in this game, good pitching in this game for Fairfield. Colt 45's have not been able to come to string the hits together and make anything happen, and really they've seen the right-hander out of Hilo, University of Hawaii Hilo, Christian Sadler, is getting to a groove. And they need to try to solve him in a hurry. He's thrown 4 innings, 4 hits. The one run came on the homer to start the game for Thompson, but he's whiffed 9 and walked only 1. An update on the AAA game. The Grizzlies in Sacramento against Bill Plummer's grandson, Connor Menez, the big 6'3 left-hander out of Hollister and Masters College. It is now a 2-1 game. They got a run off of him in the fifth, but the River Cats lead it 2-1. So leading it off of Sadler. Nobody in their bullpen throwing. Will be Jacob Machuca, Baena, and Thompson here in the fifth inning. First pitch is a fastball swung on, missed. He didn't time that one well, way out in front. It was a good fastball, though. So trying to get into the groove on it, but Sadler has just been too tough for the most part. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Off speed away, 1-1. Sadler has 4 straight strikeouts dating back to the third. He struck out the side in the fourth. 1-1, the pitch coming to Machuca. Swung for the fences on that one. No such word as swing. He swung for the fences on that one. Stepping out now, kind of getting his mind right. A ball and a strike to count. Baena on deck, as mentioned. Machuca, the left-handed batter, stands in. That one outside, 2-1. Jacob watched strike three in the second inning. Two strike count, actually. Here's the pitch. Fastball tipped and caught by the catcher. That is another strikeout. That is five consecutive strikeouts for the right-hander Sadler. He has 10 strikeouts now. Two in the first, two in the second, two in the third, three in the fourth, and the leadoff hitter here in the fifth. Now the number nine hitter in the lineup, Andy Baena, one of those victims as well, stands in. He struck out in the third. Colt 45's had base runners in each of the first three innings and men in scoring position as well. That one fouled back, showing bunt with Braxton King playing pretty deep at third. Baena has good bunt speed ability. So does Thompson on deck. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to the right-handed hitter. Not bunting, swinging right through it. That one blew by him, 0-2. Now standing in again, Baena, quickly. Right-handed hitter out of Regis University. 0-2, coming heat, up and away, 1-2. Tried to get him to chase. Oh, we got a flock of geese flying pretty low over the field right now. I'd cover up my hat. And he just kind of swooped over the infield, and then they just headed out to right. Maybe that's a sign of some sort. Hit it the other way, Andy. Hit it the other way. 1-2. Change up. Popped up. Left side. Shortstop calling everybody off. Loud. We'll make the catch in shallow left field for out number two. Tyler Thompson now comes up with two outs. He's accounted for the only run in this game for the Colt 45s. It was that leadoff homer, a shot to left back in the first. He also doubled in the third, but was stranded on base there. Stranded at third, actually. Two down in the fifth, and they're going to have a little visit to the mound. Their manager, Drell Randleston, having a little chat with him. Nobody's throwing in the bullpen, so he's probably basically just saying, well, you know, this guy can hit your fastball, but, hey, you got a 5-1 lead. No sense in getting too fine with him. That is what I would say. Or you may have just been telling him, throw him the Ephus pitch. I have no idea, but maybe we'll find out. Let's see. Sadler has shown really good stuff. He probably told him, well, who knows? Let's find out. Tyler's had a good game so far. He's obviously seeing it well. Change up, bounced up there. 1-0. He probably told him not to pitch too fine, you know. Either you're going to go at him or you're going to not go at him. He's gone at him a couple of times, and Thompson's made him pay. With two outs, Kodama would love a chance to bat this inning. And I neglected to say, as this one is swung on, line towards left field. Left fielder coming in, and he'll make the catch. So Tyler hit it on the nose, but that one right at the left fielder. Out number three. That's eight straight Colt 45s hitters who've gone down to Christian Sadler. We'll go to the top of the sixth. It's 5-1, Fairfield Indians on top of your Reading Colt 45s. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball, brought to you by Carl's Jr. on KCNR.
Hey, North State sports fans, this is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Colt 45's need to hold them right where they're at. New pitcher in the game is going to be Kyle Schrodel. Schrodel, a big right-hander out of Crown College and UPrep High School here in Reading. Of course, the brother to Nick, younger brother of Nick. Big guy, 6'3", 215. Kyle's been a little bit of everything for this ball club this summer. Done his job, as he likes to say. He's now pitching in his ninth game, 24 innings, 30 hits. 13 walks in those innings and 17 strikeouts, a 2-1 record and 7.50 earned run average. He takes a deep breath. So that closes the book on a tough luck night, really, I think, for Velarde. The line's not going to look great, but I think he pitched better. He just didn't have any luck on the bouncing balls. 5 innings, 9 hits, 5 runs earned, 2 walks and 3 strikeouts. And the leadoff hitter here, a little right-handed batter at the bottom of their order, K.J. Loud. Loud 0 for 2. Struck out in the second, flew to center in the fourth. He's 5 feet 5 inches tall. That one's over for a strike, 1-1. Let's see, the last time Kyle pitched was on the 7th of July. Went 2 shutout innings, had allowed a hit and a walk, but in that game was Peter Kranowski got the win. Ooh, that was up and in, but looked like it was just on the upper part of the strike zone. Nick Horsley trying to find out, was that in or was that up? It was a good spot. They didn't get Loud to chase it. 2-1 the count. Big kick for Schrodel. He checks his swing, but swings halfway around anyway. 2-2. Tried to check his swing, we like to say. No breeze anymore tonight, much as the last few nights. A little teaser breeze early in the game for the fans. Sunsets, nada, nothing, no breeze. It's a little sticky, but again, not too hot now after the heat of the day has passed. Schrodel starts his wine with a glove in front of his face, then a big leg kick and delivers a fastball, strike 3. So good start for Kyle. And that brings up Mickey Nunez. Nunez, their leadoff hitter, an infield hit in the fourth. One of those balls that just didn't give the defensive player any chance. There were a couple of those, choppers. They had him in the fourth and fifth innings. So Nunez is officially 1-for-2. Bounced to short in the first, walked in the third, fouls this one off, and had an infield hit in the fourth. And the foul ball, the umpire's going to go get it himself. Their on-deck hitter slacked on that one. It's kind of the deal here. You have no ball boys usually. There's bat boys, but normally the on-deck hitter will rush out and grab the ball. It's too tight an area for it to have a young kid do that. Too tight a playing field. 0-1, the curveball's over for a strike, 0-2. Still no action in their bullpen, so expect to see Sadler again with that 5-1 lead. Fastball inside, 1-2. Same two teams tomorrow night. Sunday games start a little bit earlier, 1 hour earlier to be exact. Our broadcast starts at 6, first pitch at 6:15, and the Colt 45s have a few days off. Their road trip to Humboldt was canceled. This one lined towards second, and McCoy reaches out, makes the snag for out number 2. That'll bring up Tyler Thornley. scheduling error over in on the coast meant that they are going to cancel. So the Colt 45s as a team are going to head out and do some camping. It's kind of a get out into the wilderness thing. I don't think it's going to be that tough on them. I think it'll be a fun getaway for them, and then they'll be back next week, another four-game weekend, this time a four-game series against the Portland All-Stars. Tyler Thornley takes the first pitch, and Kyle gets out in front again. Thornley is officially 0 for 2, bounced short in the first, had a sack bunt in the third, and then popped to first in the fourth. 0-1 pops it up again. This one, shortstop Brendan Roop calls everybody off. He'll make that catch for out number 3. So 3 up, 3 down for Kyle Schrodel and on in relief here in the 6, Colt 45s. Let's see if they can build on that. Trailing 5-1, you're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Well, let's see if the Colt 45s can do tonight what they did last night when their bats came alive late in the game in their 6-3 win. They got a three-run homer in the sixth from Horsley and then three runs in the eighth to get that win over the Ringtails. Their opponent on the mound is a little bit of a tougher cookie, I think, where they had a tough cookie against them last night, but Sadler has been top-notch tonight. Julian Kadama will lead it off. Tanner Tweed hits second, and Chris Brew third. You're in the bottom of the sixth. This game brought to you by our friends at Carl's Jr. Kadama, the left-handed batter, stands in and waits. And Sadler, that big kick, swung on line towards center field. Their center fielder going back, and he'll make the catch out in left center, shy of the track, for out number 1. Kadama was hoping he had a home run there for a minute, just didn't have any breeze to take it. I mean, I don't think he thought he had a homer. He just kept running. So one out. That brings up Tanner Tweet. Tanner bounced to third in the third and hit into a 6-4-3 double play in the first. Takes first pitch for a ball, 1-0. Some stars popping out. The moon, of course, is bright tonight. Here comes a 1-0. Fastball, Tweet had a good cut at it, fouled off, 0-2. 1-1, excuse me. We mentioned same two teams tomorrow night, and then next week the Portland All-Stars will be here for 4. So it's home games Thursday through Sunday next week, then the week of the 24th, Wednesday the 24th, there will be 5 games that week. And then the final homestand, August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, the same Fairfield Indians team will be here for the first 2 of those games, and the Ringtails will be here for the season finale, Fan Appreciation Night. So a lot of baseball left here in the month of July and the start of August. 2-1, off speed, way out in front. Tweet misses that one, 2-2. Tanner looking to get back on the horse. 0 for his last game and tonight so far. That means he's due. See what he can do with that. 2-2. Oh, down in the dirt. He chased it. Catcher throws down to first to complete the out. And that is out number two. That is strikeout number 11 of the game for Sadler. Now, this guy's had good stuff. There have been some games where the Colt 45s have had double-digit strikeouts that I found baffling. But this particular pitcher has been a handful. He has a good variety of pitches. He's thrown strikes. And the Colt 45s haven't been able to get in the groove. Brew takes the first pitch for a ball. He has two of the strikeouts tonight. He did reach base on a throwing error back in the first after strike three. Here comes the 1-0. Swung on foul, back right side, 1-1. Oh, you could hear that one hit a car. That might be a real car alarm going off. That got the crowd live. 1-1 the pitch coming. This is one of those situations where Chris has got power, but you need base runners, whatever it takes to get a hit. Because the one home run, a home run ain't going to help you. That's all the Colt 45s have had. Fouls that one back. Not that Chris was looking home run. He took a good cut there. I'm just saying you're in a scenario here where you need to string some together, and the Colt 45s have not been doing that. They obviously didn't do it two nights ago when they were shut out. Last night, they got a big three-run homer, but had some help getting the eventual winning runs. They haven't been able to string them together tonight either. 1-2. Change up 2-2. Brendan Rue, hitting in the five spot tonight, is on deck. If Brew can reach. Here comes a 2-2. Sadler wiggles that glove before he starts the wind, and fastball hit sharply toward short. Loud fields it cleanly, throws to first. Brew is out easily. So again, three up, three down. He has now retired 11 straight Colt 45's batters. We'll go to the bottom of the top, of the seventh. The offense remains quiet. We will be back in just a moment. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Looking for a team-building exercise? Order Jersey Mike's delivery from Uber Eats. Then share. Collaboration by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Kyle Schrodel, after a perfect first inning of work, will now face the middle of their order. Ike Brown, Davey Duncan, and Braxton King. Brown is officially 0 for 2. But he did get an RBI on a fielder's choice back in the third. Big right-handed hitter. Kyle Schrodel got him 1-2-3 in relief of starter Eamon Velarde in the sixth. It's 5-1, as we mentioned. Fastball away, 1-0. Crowd is, for the most part, stuck it out. Again, sometimes on these hot nights, it's, again, not blistering or anything, but... Colt 45's trailing. They're going to need some late-inning drama. They've had some of it in the month of July. They're going to have to get past this starter and hope the relief corps isn't as tough. Showing Bud here on 2-0, and he fouls it off, 2-1. I tell you, he's close to stepping out of that batter's box or stepping on the plate, and either of those would get him out. The home plate is not part of the batter's box. You can't stand on it. when you bunt. 2-1. He's swinging now and lines it over Chris Brew, who is playing in on the right side, so it's a base hit to right. Good piece of hitting by Ike Brown. Davey Duncan now comes to the plate. Duncan is 2-for-3 tonight. Blonde-haired right-handed batter. Grooms that batter's box the way he likes it. Looks down to third for the side. Nobody out. They have a 4-run lead, I would assume. They're not doing any stealing, although they might. I mean, they're an aggressive team. Colt 45 certainly would consider stealing with a 4-run lead. Just depends. Do you want to take the bat out of your best hitter's hands? I personally wouldn't. Runner not going. Big leg kick there. Over for a strike. So Kyle, if they key off of his leg kick as they did Velarde, they may be doing some running. If he goes with the slide step, which he will alternate, so in other words, he doesn't take as slow of a delivery, if, for those of you at home who aren't familiar, the slide step was developed for pitchers to keep hitters, base runners rather, from getting big jumps. When they can tell, if you like to bring your leg up to kind of get more velocity, well, the price you pay is the runner can get a quick start, because it's awfully hard to throw over to first once you've lifted that leg up, which he's done. And fastball low, throw to second, it's not going to get him. So Brown with a stolen base. Can't blame that one on Horsley. He made a good throw. It was a little low, 1-1 in the count. He's a big guy. Boy, he dwarfs. Brown out there runs well, obviously, for a big guy. He dwarfs McCoy. McCoy kind of trying to keep him close. They have shown a willingness to try to steal third. And there's nobody out here in the seventh. Schrodel and batter calls for time. That was tough because, boy, the batter called for time, and it looked like Schrodel had already started his windup. But Ayers, the home plate umpire, Blake Ayers, called it, stepped out of the box, the umpire's box, that is. And now we'll go back at it. Kyle Schrodel looks at second now. McCoy trying to keep him close.
Come on, hit!
High and inside, brushes him back, 2-1. It has been a game of inches tonight. Inches on plate bouncers and slow rollers. Inches on Brew playing in after Brown showed bunt and the ball going over his head. He probably would have been able to make the catch. If not, now you have a man at second in that situation. Swung on, hit sharply. Inches just out of the reach of the shortstop Roop. The runner will hold at third. Men on the corners now. With a base hit to left. Braxton King out of the plate, third baseman. And let's see if they decide to put some runners in motion here. King singled, eventually scored back in the fifth. He's 1-for-3. Stands in, awaits. King hitting 250 for them coming in. Check swing, it was high. Ball one. No action in the Colt 45's pen. There is a right-hander throwing in the Indians bullpen. Schrodel shakes off something. Now he has the sign. Men on the corners and nobody out. Fastball misses away. 2-0. Bit of a trouble pitch here. Let's see what Kyle can muster. There's a hole on the right side. Runner is going. Swung on, lined towards short. McCoy fields it in front of short. A good throw to the plate, but it bounces out of Schrodel's glove. All hands are safe. Excuse me, out of Horsley's glove. If Nick can hang on to it, he's got it. It was a low throw from Connor. It bounced there, but it hit him right in the glove. And then popped out. Tough luck. It's going to be an error. And I'm guessing they're going to charge that error Well, I don't know. It was in the dirt, so I'll just wait and see. Probably charge it to Horsley. It's 6-1 now. So runners on first and second. King with the infield hit. On the fielder's choice is safe. Yes, they're going to charge Horsley with the error, and that's the right play. That's the right charge. I defend catchers oftentimes because they usually get charged with throwing errors when first baseman or second baseman or third baseman can't handle their throw. But that was one where Nick just has to squeeze it, and he has the out. No collision was impending. He was a little bit off his position. He might have needed to be a little further out in front of the plate to take the throw, but the only thing that could make it better is if Connor hit through it, didn't bounce it there. But it was a clean hop. So not to dwell on it. 1-0. 6-1 now, the lead for the Indians. Showing bunt, pushes it right side. Brew going to turn and throw to third, scooped by Kodama, and he got him. Chris, that was the only play he was going to have because McCoy was having to hustle, and Cole Thompson was pushing it up the first baseline. So he might have had a hit under more circumstances, but instead it goes down as a fielder's choice. Brew to Kodama, 3-5. And that's out number one. So over at second is King. At first is Thompson. And batting, Jason Pacquiao. Pacquiao is 1-for-2, singled in the second, walked, eventually scored in the fourth, and brought a run in with a ground out to the shortstop in the fifth. He waits. The first pitch was a strike, now up. Snap throw down to second. He's back safely. McCoy thought he had him. Pacquiao now stands back in. Andrew Shaw on deck. Still just one out. They have pretty good speed on the bases right now. There's a curve. Missed away. 2-1. Actually, might be 3-1. Let's see. Schroeder looks to second. Now delivers. That's up. No, now it's 3-1. Kyle's about 50-50 on the balls and strikes right now. He knows that's not what he needs to be. He's 15 strikes to 13 balls. 3-1 pitch now coming. Big kick. Delivers low. Much like last night, he's with Cross, I believe it was, he's not picking up the mitt before he begins his motion. I know a lot of pitchers will do that, but young pitchers, it's not always wise, especially if you're having trouble with strikes. You want to check that runner, and then sometimes, you don't want to be predictable, but it looks like he's not picking up the mitt there. So now the bases are full with the walk. Bullpen's empty. Nobody's throwing. Just one out. So let's set the stage for you. We have a new hitter coming up. Excuse me, no we don't. It's actually, I've been doing that all night. They changed Shaw's number. So at third is King. At second is Thompson. At first, Pacquiao. That's over for a strike to the right-handed hitting Andrew Shaw. Shaw's 2-for-3. Single in the second, infield hit in the fourth, bounced to third in the fifth. Now, a lot of those hits were not necessarily line drive, but they have put the wheels in motion. This one's popped up. Should be an infield fly. It was foul ball, so he didn't call it infield fly. But Horsley makes the catch for out number two. So that could be a real bonus for the Colt 45. So now they can relax. Not relax, but they can play at normal depth everywhere. The thing you want to beware is K.J. Loud has good speed. He's 0-for-3 to strikeouts tonight. But a right-handed hitter, standing in, little guy, 5 feet, 5 inches tall. Fastball, a little away, 1-0. Still nobody in the bullpen. With a 6-1 lead, it's Schrodel's job to get out of this. A 1-0 pitch. Changeup missed inside, dusted him back, 2-0. You know it's not intentional when the bases are loaded and there's two outs and you're facing the 9-hitter. Kyle wants to go at him here. Let's see what he can come up with. 2-0 the pitch. Loud awaits. Changeup, check, swing. Did he go? Asking for help? Yes, he did, says Ron Gunn out on the bases. Gunn pulled the trigger on the strike. 2-1 the count. It's been a quiet night offensively for the Colt 45s. That one's over on the outside corner for a strike, 2-2. And the Indians have kind of played a little small ball, just kept moving. They've taken advantage of their opportunities. 2-2 pitch coming. Nowhere to put him. Bases loaded, two outs. Kyle Schrodel's breaking ball swung on line right up the middle, base hit. One run will score. They'll send the second runner around. He'll score. And it's an 8-1 game. King and Thompson come in to score. That one was just a good piece of hitting by Lau. He left it up. Hung it. Still nobody in the pen. So now it's dangerously close to mop-up duty. The Colt 45s do get three more at-bats. So baseball fans know that means a third of the game remained to be played offensively for the Colt 45s. If they can get past Christian Sadler, he's been tough. And now after this long layoff and they had action in the bullpen, I wonder if he'll come back out. My guess is he will. First pitch is a changeup over for a strike. And this is Mickey Nunez. Their second baseman is 1-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. Schrodel stands up as gets back on the rubber as the batter steps out. Horsley stands up, stretches legs. Now he's back in his crouch giving the signs. Men on first and second now, two outs. Fastball swung on and missed. Tipped it. 0-2 the count. Kyle looks in for the sign. The Indians leadoff hitter, he is their eighth batter this inning. Changeup fouled left side out of play. Over at second base, Pacquiao, who walked at first, the little guy loud, had a solid two-run single up the middle. Keep this inning alive. Here's the 0-2 on Nunez. Swung on, hit towards left center field. Machuca towards the gap. Will he make a catch? He dives, can't get to it. Thompson fields it one run. They're going to wave the other runner. 9-1, the throw to the plate, the sweep tag. This time he got him. This time Horsley got him for out number three. Held on, a good throw from Thompson, and the Colt 45s escaped further damage. So they wind up getting their three runs, make it four runs here in the top half of the seventh inning on 1, 2, 3, 4 hits. Good defensive play to end the frame. Colt 45's got to get those bats working. They're going to still be facing that same right-hander Sadler to start the bottom of the seventh. We'll take the seventh inning stretch. And when we come back, bring you some more baseball brought to you by Carl's Jr. This is Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start Program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Reading Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at readingrancheria.com.
Have you been looking to purchase or refinance a home? Allow the team at Omega Mortgage Group to show you why so many of your friends and family, realtors and escrow officers, refer their clients to Omega Mortgage Group. Our low rates, simple application, fast escrows, and outstanding service really speak for themselves. Contact Omega Mortgage Group today at 223-1400 or visit us at omglending.com. Omega Mortgage Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID number 1253874.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
It's 9-1 now. Colt 45's had three more at-bats to kind of get something going. It's Roop, McCoy, and Horsley to start it off. Roop, Brew, and Tweet, kind of the power middle of their lineup, has really struggled. They are one for their last 31 in the last three games. So that's where it's got to... That's where you expect it to start. Let's see if Brendan can get it going. Takes first pitch for a strike from the right-hander, Christian Sadler. And that's a breaking ball. Missed 1-1. Sadler out of the University of Hawaii, Hilo, pitching very well tonight. 62 strikes, 29 balls, and 6-plus innings now. So 91 pitches, which is a lot for a summer collegiate game. Curveball over for a strike. They had a pitcher loosening in the pen. My guess is he's ready to go. The pen is out in the right field area, so Sadler's going to keep pitching. We'll see how many pitches they let him go with. Roop, a ball and two strikes to count. Fastball, swung through it, strike three. So one for the last 32 for the middle three of Tweet, Brew, and Roop in not that same order in all those games, but still. You don't get it from those guys, it's going to be tough. And here's Connor McCoy back in the lineup tonight. He was sick last night. 0 for 2 tonight. He struck out swinging in the second and watched a called third strike in the fourth. Breaking ball backs him off 1-0. Now again, bullpen gets busy. For them. Again, as Sadler is, he's going to be pushing 100 pitches at some point. This is 95. That one's away. Ball two. He has walked just one, and he struck out 12, and he's only allowed four hits. And he hasn't allowed a hit since the third inning. He's now put down 12 in a row, and his fastball's still good. McCoy couldn't catch up to it. 2-1. Nick Horsley on deck. There's a good fastball, but it was a little inside. 3-1. Here it comes. Need base runners. A bunch of them. That's ball four. Just the second walk of the game issued by Sadler. Let's see how long their manager stays with the right-hander because he now has thrown 98 or 9 pitches. 99 pitches now. Fastball still looks good. Again, just his second walk. Nick Horsley now. He has one of the hits tonight. A loud hit back in the second, a double into the left field corner. Struck out in the fourth. He's not alone there. The only guys who have not struck out tonight, Thompson and Kadama, the top two hitters. Checks his swing. It was a strike anyway. He didn't want it, so he let it go. 0-1. Jacob Machuca on deck with one out. Horsley needs to see if they can take advantage. That was a good pitch, too. Inside corner called strike two. Nick kicking himself. Down in the hole now. Got to protect that dish. Every at-bat counts now. With one out in the seventh and trailing by eight. Change up inside corner called strike three. Nick watched it. Watched them, and they were good pitches. Definitely fooled him. That is strikeout number 13. Jacob Machuca now comes to the plate. Machuca's looking to get back in the back on the horse. He struggled tonight. Couple of strikeouts himself. Left-handed batter going to stand in. He didn't play in last night's game. And the pitch is up. 1-0. 0-3 in the previous game. So he's 0-for his last five. 1-0 pitch coming. Again, action out in their bullpen. So whoever's throwing is loose. Good lead at first, but I would be shocked if McCoy was going anywhere. Way out in front of the off-speed. 1-1. Machuca stretching out. Took a big cut on that one. Sadler at 104 pitches. Excuse me. Yes, 104. That one's over for a strike, 1-2. Taking a lot of strikes again tonight. Bayena is on deck with two outs. He would like to bat. Colt 45s need to do something to get old momentum back on their side. Runner is going here. It's high, like a pitch out. They don't throw. 2-2. So give McCoy the stolen base. That's Connor's sixth steal. He's good speed now at second. So it takes the force out of the equation. See if Machuca can unload one here. Anything to get this crowd going. Get them back in it. Change up away. Outside. Sadler is halfway or a couple of steps towards the dugout. And his teammates are just whistling and hollering, and they thought that was it. It was not. Made very clear by Blake Ayers behind home plate. Outside. Here comes a payoff now. Sadler. Not paying attention to McCoy at second, focusing on the hitter, and there's a changeup away, ball four. So back-to-back walks, or two walks, excuse me, in this inning. And 108 pitches now for Sadler. And Andy Bayena going to come to the plate. I guess we're going to try to let him get through this seventh. Bayena at the plate is 0-2 tonight. Struck out in the third, popped to the shortstop in the fifth. If you could get to Tyler Thompson, all of a sudden, you know, you get an extra base hit and string a couple of hits together, and you could get back in this game in a hurry. We know how it works. Here's the first pitch to the right-handed hitting Bayena. Takes it over for a strike. McCoy's at second, Machuca at first. What matters right now, the guy at the plate, Bayena, has to keep it alive. Colt 45's needing runs, down 9-1. Long wait on Sadler's delivery. This time swung on. He blew that one right by him. And he couldn't catch up to it. 0-2. Eamon Velarde pitched better than his line will indicate. They just kind of took advantage of every bouncing ball and used their speed and aggressiveness and got some fortunate, edge hits. And came up with a big hit when they needed it. 0-2, runner trying to steal. Third slides in. Safe. Fortunate. It was a good throw. McCoy saw something. So they are a fundamentally sound team, unlike some we've seen where you try to draw a throw so that they'll throw it away. The Indians fundamentally have shown they're very sound tonight. So you better know you're going to get that steal. And he got it. So now runners on the corners for Baena. So these are the kind of things that maybe get you going, but you need to come up with a big hit here. Baena waits for the 1-2 delivery. Fastball up and away, 2-2. Whoever, again, thrown in the pen, appears to be loose again, and is coming in. I mean, Sadler's just a strike away from... getting out of this mess, but also one swing away for Baena, making it interesting here in the seventh. Swings and fouls that one right side. Kind of shortened his swing a little bit, which is what you got to do. Protect the plate here. Put it in play. Hit it hard somewhere. Find a hole. You've heard all those cliches, but they really do matter. Especially when you're struggling against a guy who still has a good fastball, but he's bound to make mistakes. Make him pay. Here comes a 2-2, if you can. Time called. Air steps out from behind home plate. The pitcher started his delivery, but kind of rolls off the mound. He's now circling around back there to try to get back in it. I mean, it's frustrating. Same thing happened earlier to, I believe, Kyle Schrodel. He just went ahead and finished his delivery. All right, so we're back at it again. 2-2's the count. Two outs. Men on the corners. Andy Baena waits for the pitch from Sadler, who works from the stretch. Off-speed inside corner, called strike three. He didn't think it was going to break there, and it did. Did not protect the plate. As we mentioned, strikeout number 14 on the night. Again, he strikes out three here in the seventh. We'll go to the top of the eighth. Colt 45s need to keep it right where it's at. Trailing 9-1, you're listening to Summer Collegiate Wood Bat Baseball, brought to you by Carl's Jr. on KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business. This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Yes, sweet, but it has been far from a sweet night for the Colt 45s, trailing now 9-1. They led in the first inning. They led till the third, 1-0, but nothing showing. Since then, single run to start off the game for Tyler Thompson in the bottom of the first, and then the Fairfield Indians posted single runs in the third and fourth and three in the fifth, all off of Eamon Velarde, and added four more in the seventh. Kyle Schrodel still on. They do have, looks like Nick Schrodel, his brother, getting loose out in the pen, and also Kronowski's out there throwing, but I'm not sure if they're just getting going through it, getting some arms loose. I'm not sure if he's due up next. We'll just have to see. Leading it off, right-handed batter, the number two hitter in their order, Tyler Thornley, takes the first couple of pitches, 1-1, then fouls one off, right side, and almost hit a truck leaving in the parking lot. So that's what you get for leaving early. Just kidding. 9-1 game, I think you understand, hopefully, if you're driving home. Glad you missed that and you're listening. Glad you didn't get hit with the foul ball there. I'm glad you're listening, and hopefully we'll have a comeback to talk about. If you can get past their starting pitcher. Schrodel, high plate bouncer on his pitch. He can't field it. Kadama charging, never going to get him. It's an infield hit. They have had, I've lost count of the number of infield hits they've had. I mark it in my book, and several of them have been plays just like that. Only chance to get him would have been if Kyle could have fielded it. But it was a plate bouncer, and it went over past him, and Kadama tried to barehand it, but no way, couldn't have gotten him. I've marked down in my scorebook 1, 2, 3, 4 infield hits. And I don't believe those were just due to speed. Most of those were due to that type of play right there. It's been, and their speed does certainly play into it. And they take advantage of it, and they've done that tonight. Ike Brown, right-handed batter now at the plate. So speed at first, 8-run lead. Pitch is high and inside to Brown. A ball and no strikes. Brown got his first hit of the night. He's 1 for 3. He eventually scored in the seventh. His single to lead it off. And then eventually scored the first of four in that frame last inning. Seems like a long time ago. Fastball away for Kyle. And Nick Trotto's been throwing. I'll have to see who else is throwing out there. That looks like there might be a right-hander throwing. Might be Billy, I'm not sure. Maybe they're trying to fake me out there. They're out of my view right now. Fouled off. 9 runs, 14 hits. 1 error for the Fairfield Indians. 1, 4, and 2 for the Colt 45s. A lot of zeros the last 3 days for Redding offensively. Sure thought it might be something different at the start of the game when Thompson homered to start it off in the bottom of the first. Runner going here. He squares the bunt, throw to second. It's a stolen base. Not sure why they're feeling the need to steal here, but hey, that's baseball. So it was a good throw from Horsley. I just don't think Kyle was paying a whole lot of attention to him at first. Brown still at the plate, waiting for a 3-1 pitch. Right-handed hitter Duncan on deck, their most dangerous hitter. If Brown isn't, Duncan's certainly done damage tonight. Fouls that one off. Took a big cut. 3-2. Well, I tried to break out all the secrets to help out the mojo out here. I started eating some Cracker Jack here a minute ago. It just didn't help yet. I don't wear a cap up here at night because of the headphones. You have to put the rally cap on, but, boy, they're going to need some kind of rally. Again, if you get past their starter, maybe their bullpen isn't as sharp. That's ball four. Hustles down to first. Horsley just held it there. Kyle Schrodel not happy, not getting the call, but that won't change anything. Will it make it better? Nope. Brings on Davey Duncan. The catcher is 3 for 4 tonight. He's a right-handed hitter. Good-looking kid. Brown is at first. Thornley at second. Both run well. Kyle Schrodel's ready to go. Duncan lays the bat down like it's a putter and then picks it up. That's kind of his style when he gets in the box. Ball and no strikes. Now it's clear to me that Nick Schrodel should be about ready out in the pen if needed. Facing a right-hander here and right-hander on deck. Right-handed hitter, that is. Swung on, popped up. should be the first out. McCoy calls off Brew and will make the catch. Brew never had it. I think that was the problem, and McCoy called for it and makes the catch. So that brings up Braxton King with one out. King's 2 for 4 tonight. Bounced into a double play back in the third. Struck out in the first, and he had... Now let's get this right. He has 1 for 4. Singled in the fifth and had a fielder's choice in the seventh. First pitch him's up and inside, 1-0. Schrodel should be ready, the other Schrodel. Billy Plummer is out there. He's not throwing. All right, here comes a 1-0. Kyle trying to get out of a jam here, second inning in a row. Steps off. Kyle has thrown 53 pitches already in 2 1/3 innings. Looks in, checks the runner at second. And delivers 2-0. McCoy paying attention to Thornley over at second. Leaves a pretty good hole on the right side. King awaits. That's a good fastball in the inside corner, called for a strike, 2-1. See, about half the fans still here. We've stuck it out to the point. Rest of you on your way home. Well, we'll try to bring you some good news the next couple of innings. Let's just see if they can get out of this one without any further ado or to-do. Either one works. Throw down to second. McCoy tried to double tag him there, but nothing doing. They're both kind of smiling at each other. A couple little guys getting to know each other out there at second. That's a ball, 3-1. Actually, we have a pinch hitter here, and I did not catch that. It's Fred Cito, who was supposed to start the game pitching tonight. So Cito is actually batting, for King. So his first step out of the night, he swings and tips that one. It's caught for strike two, the count now full. So Cito batting for King here in the eighth. With one out, Cole Thompson due up next. Fouled back, out of play, just hanging in there. They have Cito playing just one game. I'm not sure their statistics are actually complete that they've provided on their website, because it may just be their home games. I'm not sure. But they have him playing just one game this summer. 2 for 2. That may explain some things. Payoff pitch coming. Right-handed batter awaits. Breaking ball called, strike three. So two outs now. Schrodel could get out of this mess if he can get Cole Thompson. Thompson's 1 for 4. His brother Nick looks ready on the pen. He's now watching. See if Kyle can get out of it here. I mean, we may see Nick in the ninth either way. Fastball over for a strike to start things off for Thompson. Oh, one pitch coming. Again, they've had speed on the bases. Breaking ball, missed inside and low. 1-1. Another infield hit started this inning off. It's just been one of those nights. 1-1 pitch. McCoy trying to deke the runner back at second. Inside corner called for a strike. He actually turned from it. It's pretty close to the plate. 1-2 count. But they've done a pretty good job of putting the ball in play. I give them credit up there. They have only in their lineup struck out three times tonight. Here's a 3-2 pitch coming. Swung on, line towards left field, pretty deep. Machuca going back on the track. He will turn, and it is out of here. Now 12-1. Cole Thompson with a three-run homer makes this one a forgettable night now. Let's see if Barrett Fasking is going to go on ahead and make a change. Bases are now empty. Now he may just have Kyle go on ahead and let's see. He's going to have Kyle go on ahead, I guess, and face the right-handed hitter, Jason Pacquiao. Twelve to one now. Breaking ball foul back. Ouch. That's the way it feels tonight. Ouch. Sometimes you get the bar and sometimes the bar gets you. That one's low. 2-1. Kyle's now thrown 64 pitches in relief. 1-1. Fastball lined into left center. Thompson comes over and cuts it off. It'll be held to a single, but he hit it on the nose. Kyle is just not fooling him anymore. And Andrew Shaw, their left fielder. Kyle's even looking over to the bullpen, wondering if Fasking's going to come get him. And he is. Let's see. They're going to go for Nick Schrodel to replace Kyle Schrodel. A tough couple of innings for him. It's now a 12-1 game. We'll talk about the pitching change when we return on KCNR.
Dude, look what just popped up on my timeline.
Dude, I was just thinking about the Charbroiled Double Deals from Carl's Jr. California Classic Double Cheeseburger, Jalapeno Double Cheeseburger, and the Double Cheeseburger.
Three mouthwatering burgers for only $2.99 each.
How did they know we were starving?
How did they know I only have about $2.99 in my wallet?
It's the algorithm, man. He knows everything.
Whoa, wait. Who's the algorithm?
Charbroiled Double Deals. Only at Carl's Jr. Available for a limited time. Price and participation may vary. Price higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Tax not included.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Nick Schrodel now into pitch for the Colt 45s. This game brought to you by Carl's Jr. The Colt 45s trailing 12-1. Yep. The wheel started to wobble and they left the tracks. In this one, you need a historic couple of innings and hey, whatever, it could happen. Not the way these guys have been hitting. We'll see if after all of this delay, if Sadler will come back out. They had a pitcher loosening. I would be shocked if they did, unless he's just heck-bent on throwing a complete game or something. He's obviously healthy. So the new pitcher will be Nick Schrodel, replaces his brother. Nick has been a starter and reliever. His 12th appearance of the summer. In 35 and a third innings, he's allowed just 37 hits. 35 strikeouts. He has a 1-2 record, does have one save, and a 4.84 earn run average. So he comes in with a man on first, Jason Pacquiao, and Andrew Shaw to play. So Shaw has a couple of hits tonight. Popped out to the catcher's last time up. That was in the last inning, the seventh, which seemed like eons ago, actually. Ryan in the batter stands in now with the man on first. Machuca back to his position out in left. He was talking to Thompson in center. First pitch from Nick Schrodel. Good fastball over for a strike. Obviously a left-hander, so a different look, different delivery than his brother. 6'4", 215 out of Crown College, also out of UPrep High School. The older brother to Kyle. That one's over for a strike, 0-2. Schrodel working from the stretch, of course. The man on first. Two are down. It tried to get Kyle to get out of the inning, but just couldn't do it. Just ran out of juice. Breaking ball stopped by Horsley. 1-2. Well, it felt like it was a tight game, even when they were down 5-1. But then in the seventh and now here in the eighth, it just slipped away. That one bounced up there, gets past Horsley. It'll be a wild pitch. So Shaw now has a 2-2 count. He's ready to stand back in. Where's a wrap on his right wrist? Light brown bat. Stands in. Sitting on the inside corner is Horsley. It's up. 2-2. Man out at second base. Colt 45 is looking to get out of this messy inning. Inside misses. Ball four. So Nick Schrodel can't find the mark here in the eighth. And K.J. Loud will now come to the plate. Eighth hitter of the inning. He's a little guy. He singled in a couple of runs last inning. Was eventually thrown out at home plate trying to score on Mickey Nunez's double. And he's hit with a pitch. Oh, my. Well, not getting a lot better yet. So now the bases are loaded. You still need one out. It's based on Nick's first fastball. I mean, it looked like he had that good stuff going for him. Let's see if he can get out of it here. Top of the order. Mickey Nunez. Fastball up and in. 1-0. Nobody throwing in the pen. This is Nick Schrodel's job to finish, get out of for his brother. See if maybe they can have some fun in the bottom of the ninth, just eighth, and just get some bats going anyway. 1-0. That's over for a strike, 1-1. Ninth hitter of the inning. Nunez, left-handed batter waits, lefty on lefty. Schrodel fastball, swung on, hit to right, but Baena is under it. He should and does squeeze it for out number three. They send nine to the plate and score three more runs. The Colt 45s have some work cut out for them. See if they can just get some bats going. Have some fun before this thing is done. Trailing 12-1, you're listening to Summer Collegiate Wood Bat Baseball on KCNR.
This is Carl in the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the vitamin shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target center next to the vitamin shop.
The Cascade Theater presents four free films and a whole lot of fun this July with the Kids Summer Movie Club.
Every Sunday afternoon in July, the theater opens the door at 2 with completely free admission for everybody. Turtle Bay will be there to show off some animals and hand out prizes. There's activities and then the film at 3, featuring Monsters, Inc., WALL-E, Cars, and Brave. 4 films, 4 Sundays in July. Sponsored by JPR, KIXE, First 5 Shasta, and Turtle Bay. See you there.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Well, if there's any silver lining to trailing 12-1, it's that they finally get to face another pitcher. Yep, indeed. They've given Christian Sadler the night off from here. He's done his work. I think it would be pretty fair to say. And the big right-hander, Tyler Reams, out of Contra Costa College. If that is indeed who it is, they have him listed as a left-hander. So we'll just go to the handy-dandy roster that they gave to replace the roster that they gave us. And indeed it is not. It is James DeMartini. James DeMartini. Right-hander coming into pitch. He's a little more portly. And he comes in to replace Sadler, who was excellent. He pitched 7 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned run, 3 walks, and 14 strikeouts. So he struck out 14 of the 27 batters faced. Pretty good. That's pretty good. And really just appeared to tire a little bit in the 7th. Let's see if they have any other defensive changes out there with a 12-1 lead. They might be getting some people some playing time. I see a new first baseman, Isaiah Fuller, in place of Ike Brown. He's at first. And we'll just try to keep up with the changes as they come in. And for the Colt 45s, it's the top of their order due up. Tyler Thompson, Julian Kadama, and Tanner Tweet. We'll just see if we can get you some statistics here, some information on the big right-hander, Tyler Reams. He's pitched 2 games for them. He's a sophomore. Not sure where he's going to school. Let's see where Reams is listed. Oh, we told you Contra Costa. And again, I have it wrong. It's not Reams. It's DeMartini. Excuse me. It's a little frustrating. You don't get a proper roster, but that's all right. James DeMartini. See if we can find out any information on him. This might be his first appearance for them, and it does appear it is. Not on their pitching rotation roster statistic list. Also have a new catcher in the game for them. Nope, no they don't. Davey Duncan is still in there. I guess it's his horse to ride. So the first pitch to Thompson was in the dirt, a ball and no strikes. DeMartini, portly right-hander, delivers a look like a cutter inside, 2-0. Definitely a completely different delivery, fastball, etc. DeMartini, that fastball inside corner called for a strike. I don't think you're going to be able to stand up there and take a lot of pitches. Most umpires in a game like this will loosen up their strike zone a little bit. 2-1. Just because they want you swinging the bat. Not taking pitches. That one's way up and away. 3-1.
Guess what? I got a fever. The only prescription is more cowbells.
So DeMartini goes 3-1 to Thompson. Bounces that one up there. Ball 4. They don't have anybody thrown in their bullpen yet. DeMartini does not look comfortable out there. Lead off walk. And Julian Kadama comes to the plate. These two guys have done their job, 1 and 2, in the lineup tonight. Thompson's 2 for 3. He's hit the ball hard 3 times and now drawn the walk. And Kadama has extended his season-long hitting streak to 15 games now. He's 1 for 2. Single back in the first, a walk in the third, and a fly to center. It's the middle of the order that needs to break out. Slow roller hit right side. Pitcher's going to field. He throws, and nice stretch over at first by Fuller to get the out. The runner moves over to second. But a good play and a good stretch there by Fuller, who just came in the game for Ike Brown. And brings up Tanner Tweet. As previously mentioned, the Tweet, Brew, and Roop, kind of the big boppers for them. One for their last 32. And I only bring that stat up because that they've struggled mightily to score runs and get hits the last 3 games. So that tells you why. And these guys are off. That first pitch to Tanner's over for a strike. It doesn't happen very often where all three of those guys are not, at least one of them isn't grooving. They swapped the order in the lineup tonight. It hasn't done any good. Tweet hitting in front of Brew tonight. 0-1. And Roop being dropped to the 5 spot. Took something off that. Tweet shaking his head. He swung and missed it. Looked bad. Now he's got to get it right. 0-2 the count. Breaking out of a slump or whatever you want to call it. Starts with a single swing. James DeMartini has a runner at second. Short step, fastball away. 1-2. He did not look comfortable throwing to Thompson. Looks a little more comfortable throwing to Tweet. Let's see. Short step, misses away. 2-2. And time's called. Oh, they balk. They called a balk. Okay. So the balk. So he, I think what he did was he brought the ball to glove, basically came to the belt. Duncan is going out there explaining, once you do that, you got to step off. You can't take the ball out of the glove yet until you start your motion. So Duncan went out and kind of explained it to him. He's probably just, trying to get some experience out there. Now they're back at it. Runner at third. 2-2 pitch coming to Tweet. One out here in the eighth. That was up. Count now full. You don't just need base runners now. You need base runners and hits and a bunch of them. And then you can see what happens from there. 3-2, down low, ball four. So men on the corners now, a couple of walks, but still the Colt 45s have not had a hit since the third inning of this game. You know, it looked like we'd have a good matchup at that time of the night, but just slipped away in these last couple of innings. Now Chris Brew will come to the plate, men on the corners. Chris is 0-for-3 tonight. A couple of strikeouts and he grounded to short in the sixth. First pitch to him is a fastball a little bit away, 1-0. So, nobody throwing in the Colt 45's pen. They are sending a couple of guys out to get loose, a catcher and a pitcher to get loose out in their pen. Looks like Pedro Regaldo. He balked again, and now the run's going to score. Again, he's not setting properly. Duncan can tell he's frustrated, and the umpire is going to go out and explain it to him why he's calling it. So a run scores. It's 12-2, so at least we know the lights work on the scoreboard in the home team column. 12-2. A man now on second. And Chris Brew awaits the 1-0, fastball up and away, 2-0. And Brew now has a hitter's pitch. Oh, it was over for a strike. A little cutter of some kind. 2-1 now. And actually what he may be doing is just not, he maybe wasn't setting once he brought the ball to the glove, counting a second. You have to set. You can't just go ball wind, ball stretch. You can't do that. You can do it in a windup if there's nobody on, but you can't do it in a stretch. 3-1. Runner going to third. It gets away anyway. Ball four. So stolen base for Tweet. Third walk of the inning. Getting a little ugly. It's now men on the corners. One out. And Brendan Root. And their skipper, Jarrell Randleston, is going to come out. He asks for time, and he's going to take a slow walk out there. I don't believe he's had a pitcher getting loose long enough to be ready, but we'll see. He's telling his infielders to stay at their position. And we get a little Abbott and Costello in the background. That's us trying to figure out the changes in the lineup with the bad rosters that we have. All righty, now we're ready to get back at it. The manager has been asked to break up the party. I gave his reliever time to get loose. It maybe gave DeMartini a chance to take a deep breath. And with Chris Brew at first and Tanner Tweet at third, Colt 45 is looking to get a couple of hits here and maybe make it interesting. We're just in the eighth. First pitch was a strike to Root. Brendan struggled tonight. Fastball away, 1-1. He struck out three times tonight, but you know what? I saw yesterday that Christian Yelich struck out three times. He's still Christian Yelich. That happens, doesn't it? Even good hitters. So let's see if Brendan can turn it around right here. 1-1 pitch. Fastball popped right side. Actually, it's starting to carry a little bit. Thornley going back. He will have a play on it. Runner should tag at third and score easily. Brew will have to stay at first. So sacrifice fly and an RBI. And Tweet scores to make it a 12-3 game. So now you're down nine. Trading. They'll gladly trade outs for runs, won't they? So two down now. McCoy comes to the plate. He, too, looking for his first hit of the night. They have been hard to come by. No doubt about that. Connor stands in, a little right-handed batter. Takes the first pitch for a ball. Excuse me, it was called a strike, 0-1. James DeMartini, second pitcher tonight after a brilliant start by Christian Sadler. 0-1, swung on, big cut, misses that one, 0-2. Nick Horsley on deck. Now, Connor walked and stole a couple of bases and was stranded at third last inning. They have that left-hander still throwing out in the bullpen. Swung on, chased him up the ladder. Fastball missed, strike three. And that will end the bottom of the eighth. Colt 45s do get a couple of runs with some help from their friends. A couple of walks, sack fly, and, well, a balk or two. 12-3 is your score. Some catching up to do yet. Got to hold them where they're at this game. Brought to you by Carl's Jr. Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the ninth, trailing 12-3 in this contest. Colt 45s did get a couple runs back. 12-16-1 for the Fairfield Indians from the North Bay area. 3-4-2 for your Colt 45s. Nick Schrodel here to finish off the ninth. Nobody else thrown in the bullpen. He relieved brother Kyle, who relieved starter Eamon Velarde. And for the Indians, we'll see who's leading off here as they've made some Jackson Ketron now coming in. He's out of a Sonoma State going to bat. Facing the left-hander, Schrodel. Right-handed batter. First pitch fastball inside corner called for a strike. Terrific start again for the grandson of Bill Plummer, Connor Menez. For the River Cats down in Sacramento at Rayleigh Field. That one fouled back. The big left-hander went 5 2/3. See, is that one over? Yes, indeed, and he got the win tonight. Goes 5 2/3, 7 hits, 1 earned run, no walks, and 7 strikeouts. And here's the story. This is what the Giants will like, the parent club. An 0-2 count here, by the way, on Couture. Check swing, called strike three. Got him. Out number one. What they'll like about the start for Menez against Fresno's a winning team, to 47-46 on the season. It was his pitches. He threw 104 pitches, 72 of them for strikes. That is what you want out of one of your big prospects. So good win for them, 3-2. Sack Menez gets the win. Bramer the loss for Fresno, and Gustave gets his 7th save. Next batter up there is Isaiah Fuller out of Contra Costa, right-handed batter. First pitch strike, second one, takes his cuts up there, 0-2. Had a little bit of a wiggle on that changeup. We'll get you some major league scores. If we don't get them in the top half of this inning, we'll get them all to you in our postgame show. And there's an 0-2 pitch coming to the right-handed hitter. Fuller swings and misses strike three. So Fuller down on strikes. And that brings up a guy who's far from an easy out, Davey Duncan. He's a really good-looking player. 3 hits tonight. Had his least productive at-bat his last time up when he popped second in the last inning. So Duncan waits for the first pitch from Schrodel. Fastball on the inside corner, called a strike. Due up for the Colt 45s. In the bottom of the ninth, it'll be Horsley, Machuca, and Banna. And everybody would have to bat for them to come back and make this thing a game. It could happen. We've seen them have those kind of innings, that's for sure. That one missed inside, 1-1. Good fastball inside corner again, called strike two, and Duncan didn't like it. Now await the next pitch. Let's see if Nick can get the side here. Curveball called, strike three. That was definite. So he strikes out the side in the ninth, and his team will try to get some runs to make this thing interesting. Nick Horsley, Jacob Machuca, and Andy Bayena due up when we come back in the bottom of the ninth in this game. Brought to you by Carl's Jr. Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Hey, North State sports fans. This is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Tonight's game brought to you by Carl's Jr. Summer Collegiate Baseball action. The Colt 45 is trailing 12-3. It was a pretty tight game there for a while. And then in the 7th and 8th, the wheels fell off. And the Colt 45's bats have just never really gotten going tonight. They got a couple of runs in the bottom of the 8th, but they did all that without a hit. And therein lies the issue. See what they can do here in the 9th. You want to, if you can get some hits and maybe just feel a little better about it. James DeMartini pitching his second inning of relief. Big right-hander. It'll be Nick Horsley, Jacob Machuca due to bat, but it looks like Jordan Akins is going to pick up a bat and pinch hit. Machuca's wrist definitely looked like it was bothering him earlier. So you have Horsley, Akins, and Bayena do up. And we're just about ready to do it. And see what fun we can have while we're still on this playing field tonight. If we had a player of the game, there's no doubt who would be getting the votes of pretty much everybody. That would be Chris Sadler, Christian Sadler. With that 7-inning, 4-hit, 1-run, 3-walk, 14-strikeout performance. And the Colt 45s do not have a hit since the 3rd. And that'll tell you. That tells the tale. James DeMartini delivering to Nick Horsley. High and inside, 1-0. Nick had a double back in the second. He's 1-for-3. Change up inside corner, called strike one. 1-1. I don't think he wanted that one anyway. He kicks the dirt, but it's not the pitch he was looking for. He may not get it. Who knows? Baseball's funny that way. Here's a 1-ball, 1-strike pitch. That's a fastball. He was way out in front. 1-2. This guy's fastball not in the same league as Sadler's was. But he settled down a little bit since first coming in, and now time is called. Again, Horsley was tired of waiting. Ball and 2 strikes, the count. Nick taps the bat on the plate. Bases are empty, nobody out, leading it off in the bottom of the ninth. Check swing, didn't go. Bounced that one up there, 2-2. I think I'm actually hearing legitimate crickets. Like real crickets, not just saying it's so quiet right now you could hear crickets. I think I'm hearing crickets. A base hit can change that in a hurry. Counting out 2 and 2. 3 and 2, excuse me, is it missed? I mean, yeah, you need base runners, but boy, you'd just like to see him swing the bat and make some contact. Here's 3-2. That one almost hit him. Ball 4. So Horsley on first. Heads to first in Machuca's spot. Now it will be Akins. Jordan was our guest on tonight's pregame show.
Jordan Akins.
Right-handed batter out of Reading. Foothill High School. First pitch is over for a strike, 0-1. Shasta College, he's been a solid relief pitcher and utility player for the Colt 45s this summer. 0-1. Big swing, line drive right past Nick Horsley on the bases into right field. So two on, nobody out. I got somebody going. That was one of the hardest hit balls tonight. It was a rope. Nick had to suck in his belly and back up, let it get by him. So now you have two on. That is, believe it or not, just the fifth hit of the game for the Colt 45s. And their first hit since back in the third. So Andy Baena comes to the plate. Nobody out. Two on. DeMartini is not Sadler. That pitch misses a little away to Andy. Tyler Thompson on deck. Andy's 0 for 3 tonight. He'd been hot his last three games with 6 hits and 10 at-bats. That's over for a strike. Is it not? Oh, it's a ball. That was a tough one. That was a tough one. I thought that was going to be a strike. The umpire looking over at the manager of the team, Jarrell Randleson was letting him have it, so Randleson turns around, just goes inside the dugout. That one's a ball. He doesn't want to get tossed. I mean, it's summer collegiate baseball, but, you know, he said a little something, two errors after the last inning when he didn't get his batter was called out on strikes. Boy, that almost hit him. It did hit him. He'll head down to first. It was a ball either way. So now the bases are loaded. And I'm pretty sure their skipper did just go over there and check to see if his pitcher out in the bullpen is ready. DeMartini has a 9-run lead, but hey, Tyler Thompson homered his first at bat tonight. Randleston is standing outside the dugout. He's asking for time. I don't know if he's asking for time. Now he's got the time. He wasn't getting the time. He was asking for it. So he's going to make the slow walk out there. And let's see if they make a change. They had a lefty out there throwing, and it looks like they are going to make a change. Indeed. We'll tell you about the new pitcher after this pitching change timeout. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball, brought to you by Carl's Jr. on KCNR.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
New pitcher is left-hander Pedro Regalado. He's out of Vanden High School. Looks like a hard-throwing left-hander. And Regalado, this is his seventh appearance. He has a 6.00 earned run average and a 1-0-1 record. He will not qualify for a save tonight. as he enters the game with a 9-run lead and the bases loaded. The runners on base belong to DeMartini. Only one of them got there by way of hit. He walked two. So as of now, one plus innings, one hit, two earned runs, three walks, and a strikeout on DeMartini's ledger. So let's try to get you up to date on those baseball scores I promised you about. I told you earlier that Menez got the win tonight for the Rivercats over the Grizzlies in AAA ball. Big league scoreboard in 11. Astros beat the Rangers. Altuve had four hits in that one. Top of the sixth now. Reds lead the Rockies. And that's a 10-7 score. Reds 10, Rockies 7 now in the sixth, top of the sixth. Orioles beat the Rays 2-1. That was a makeup game. They played two today. Blue Jays beat the Yankees 2-1. Cubs pounded the Pirates 10-4. A's over the White Sox 13-2. Mets beat the Marlins 4-2. The regular scheduled game, Tampa Bay, beat the Orioles 12-4. Get those other finals as Tyler Thompson stands in, takes a pretty good-looking fastball, but it's inside 1-0. Twins beat the Indians 6-2. Dodgers over the Red Sox 11-2. Royals beat the Tigers 4-1. Here comes the 1-0 pitch, misses away 2-0. Cardinals beat the Diamondbacks 4-2. Nationals edged the Phillies 4-3. Brewers had a weird one with the Brewers. They wind up losing it 5-4. Gamel had a walk-off double in the ninth. I think I mentioned the Astros beat the Rangers 7-6 in 11. That one's over for a strike. Braves beat the Padres. Got three in the 10th. Pods got one back. Machado had a couple of homers in that one. But the Braves win it 7-5 in San Diego. And the Angels beat the Mariners 9-2. Pujols drove in four today and homered. Albert, future Hall of Famer. So there's your scores in Major League Baseball. Next pitch misses. Three balls and a strike to count on Tyler Thompson. Bases loaded. Bottom nine. Needing something. Almost hits him. That's an RBI the easy way. You'll take it. So now Julian Kodama comes to the plate. It is a 12-4 game. So let's think about it. As the young left-hander, you know, has to come in, and he's got to get out. Pedro Regalado looks like he has really good stuff. He's working from the wind now. Fastball has some movement on it. It was over for a strike, 0-1. So now, after Horsley scores to make it a 12-4 game, that one's a strike. Akins is at third and Baena at second. Thompson at first. Nobody throwing in the pen now. It's Regalado's to finish. Sidearm swung on, lined up the middle base hit. Akins will score. They'll send Baena home. He'll score. And now it's a 12-6 game. Slowly the wheels begin to turn. Let's see if the big boys can now step in and do their thing. So Kodama with a two-run single. His second hit of the night. Thompson's at second. Nobody out. And Tanner Tweet due. So I will repeat what I said about those guys struggling. In the middle, Tweet, Brew, and Roop, they're all due. One for their last 32 at-bats. That one's inside, 1-0. And I'm only saying that because I know that's going to end. And now, with a little cowbell, maybe they can get it going. And Regalado from the belt looks at second, now delivers. He's a three-quarter pitcher. It's kind of a little loop in his delivery, just more deceptive, kind of a little more army and leggy, if that makes sense to you. From the belt. Now goes straight at Tweet. Misses it away. 2-1. Speed on the bases, but don't run yourself into any outs if you're the Colt 45s right now. It is the bottom of the ninth, and you are trailing by six. Fastball. Oh, snap throw down to first, and back in safely is Tweet. I'm sorry, Kadama. Tweet is at the plate. Got dirty, Julian. I think he was already pretty dirty since he singled back in the first. That was a good snap throw, though. Trying to see if they could catch the Colt 45s sleeping out there. Here's a 3-1 pitch to Tweet. Tanner swings through it, misses it. 3-2. Looking to make something out of an 0 for night. He's 0 for 3. Walked and scored in the 8th. Last inning. 3-2. Swings and hits it high to right field. The right fielder Thornley going back. He'll make the catch. A runner will be able to tag at second. No, he won't. Thompson will stay. And good thing, because he hit the cutoff man. I think he'd have been dead meat. Good arm out there. So, Tweet flies to right now. Chris Brew will come to the plate. Brew, right-handed batter. Not great speed. Been bothered by a leg injury, so hoping if he gets something, it's not a ground ball. Well, of course, hits are what you're looking for. They're playing him pretty deep. Right-handed hitter. Throws it back to the screen, Regalado does. So that's a wild pitch. So now at least you don't have to worry about a double play or at least a ground ball giving you a problem. With one out, runners on second, third. Now a 12-6 game. That one on the inside corner called a strike. As I mentioned earlier, yes, the strike zone will be a little larger in a game like this about this time, and it certainly has been there the last couple of innings for Ayers, the home plate umpire. And that's not a criticism, more of a critique. That's just the way it happens. That one just missed inside. Looked like maybe a little sinker or slider. Young pitcher. You can tell he's just in high school, but looks like he has good stuff. 2-1. Fastball. Oh, Chris missed that one. Took a good cut. Fouls it back out of play. 2-2 the count. Brew needing to break this middle of the lineup drought. Get it going there. 2-2 pitch coming. Regalado, still from the stretch with men on second and third. Didn't miss by much. Outside, 3-2. Here comes a 3-2 delivery. Let's see what it'll be. The payoff. Brew swings and misses strike three. Now Brendan Roop to the plate with two outs and two on. Brendan looking for his first hit of the night. He did drive in a run in the 8th with a sacrifice fly to right. To the right fielder, that is. The Greyhound of Fort Scott College, Brendan Roop, stands in. First pitch, just missed away 1-0. Took a little something off that one. Trying to get Brendan swinging. At this point, you're trying to make solid contact wherever you can. Base hit, all of a sudden, you're kind of in business. But now you have two outs. No margin for error. That was that same little sinker over for a strike 1-1. I'd stick on that if I were their pitcher. Because I don't think they're seeing it well. Let's see. 1-1. There it is. But he saw that one. Lined it into left center field. Two runs are going to score. Roop takes a big turn at first. A two-run single to left. And all of a sudden, we have a 12-8 game. Yeah, he saw it that time. Well played, my friend. Well played. So the two-run single gives him three ribbies tonight. That's a good sign for that middle of the lineup. The catcher goes out to have a little chat with Regalado. So the Colt 45's put five up on the board. I know they've had a 10-run inning this year. I think they've had a couple of them. I don't need to scurry for the record books yet. Connor McCoy, the ninth hitter of this ninth inning. Fastball up for Megalotto. So the crickets are now being drowned out by the crowd again. That's good. That's what you want. The 1-0, that was that sinker. Boy, that's a good pitch. You don't leave it up. As Roop proved to him, 1-1. It looks just like his fastball, so it's some kind of cutter or sinker. A little bit slower. That one missed inside. Short-armed it a little bit. 2-1. Regalado now looking like he's working in a hurry, which could be good for the Colt 45s. Let's see. It's 2-1. No lead at first for Roop. Almost hits him. Goes back to the backstop. Roop will hustle down to second. And that at least removes a force out. That'll be probably a pass ball, I'm guessing. Just right off the catcher's glove. Davey Duncan just shakes his head. They got two outs now. Man on second. Actually, there was somebody in the bullpen, but I think he's done throwing. I think it's Regalado's. Bounces that one up there. Again, it's ball four. And McCoy's going to hustle to first and think about taking a big... Nope, he doesn't. As their catcher Duncan went back and got it pretty quickly. So another walk, and we have batted around in the ninth. Nick Horsley comes to the plate. And with men on first and third... Horsley, one swing of his bat, could make it a one-run game. Nick walked to start this inning off. He did not face Regalado. Fastball misses away. Duncan's getting tired back there, I think. He's having a hard time handling Regalado's stuff. I don't know how many times he's caught him. I'm guessing he's their regular catcher, and I know Regalado has pitched in 9 games for them, so... Or 6 games, at least. It comes a 1-0. That's up. 2-0. Colt 45's dugout's come alive a little bit. Hey, they had some drama last week. Why not a little drama tonight? Glad you stuck around for it. Like I said, you want to have something to feel good to go home on. Even if you can't climb that huge mountain of a 12-2 deficit that they had. 12-1 deficit until a short time ago. Five on the board here. Let's see what Horsley gets. That's a changeup. It was over for a strike. 3-1. He just took something off of it. Nick wasn't swinging wisely on a 3-0 count. Now it's 3-1. Horsley asks for time. Gets it. He's going to catch his breath. Regalado trying to work quickly here. Nick caught on. Horsley ready. Here comes a 3-1. Fastball low. Ball four. Bases loaded. Now the 11th hitter of this inning to come to the plate. And the bases are loaded. Trailing by four. And Jordan Akins comes to the plate. Well, you know, Nick Horsley was our pregame guest, and he hit a 3-run homer. Jordan Akins, our pregame guest today, and I'm not saying that that's what we expect to happen, but it could happen. And then they'll be clamoring to be on the show, on the pregame show. But you're in a situation here where Akins came in to pinch hit earlier this inning. For Machuca, whose wrist has certainly been bothering him. And so we'll see. They're done talking to Regalado, who's already on the hill, ready to throw before the catcher even puts his mask on. Bases are jammed, two outs. Akin's probably going to take a pitch. We'll see. First pitch to him is a fastball. He does, and it's over for a strike. working from the windup. Now, Regalado with the bases full. No wind at all tonight in the air. Here's the 0-1. That one's a little low. 1-1. At third is Roop. At second, McCoy. At first, Horsley. Fastball, bopping away. 2-1. No room for him. Well, what did I tell you? You at least can make a game interesting. You just keep taking your licks. 12-8 the score now. That's away ball. 3-1. And this is the kids' game out there. Regalado's got to finish it for him. Their manager's over there pacing now a little bit. 3-1 pitch. Inside corner ball. Strike two. I knew that, Jordan. You couldn't sell that one. It was one of those good-looking sinkers. It looked tough. I don't think you could have hit it anyway. So we got a payoff pitch. Crowd alive. Bases loaded. 3-2. Two outs. Down by four. Bottom nine. Runners going. Fastball away. Ball four. It's a 12-9 game. Roop touches home plate. McCoy heads over to third. Horsley to second. Akins at first. And now Andy Bayena comes to the plate. And they're going to make a pitching change with a guy that I'm guessing was already ready. Or had was a position player. We'll figure it out. We'll tell you who it is when we come back. Cole 45 is making some fun out of this thing. The trail on 12-9, but the bases are juiced in the bottom of the ninth. Back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Baseball, brought to you by Carl's Jr. on KCNR.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
We're still waiting to be told who this new pitcher is, but I can tell you that they do not have their field manager. He has been tossed from the game. And the umpires are waiting until he leaves the stadium until they resume play. And Jarrell Randleston is still getting in some parting shots. He's not happy with the balls and strikes for errors. It didn't really appear to me that they were all that questionable. But I understand the frustration, as anybody would. But whatever he said to Ayers, it included the magic words, you do not say to the umpires. I still don't know who this pitcher is. They still haven't introduced him. Andy Bayena will bat with the bases loaded. He is the potential winning run. The potential tying run is at third. A 12-9 game. And the first pitch to Bayena is on the inside corner, called strike one. The right-hander winds and delivers. That's over, strike two. That's all they've been looking for. And let's see what he comes with, 0-2. He's just throwing heat so far. 0-2 to Bayena. Swung on, missed. He struck him out with the bases loaded. That'll get that guy a save in the end. And the Indians come pouring out of their dugout. Game 7 of the World Series. And, in fact, they deserve it. They hold on to win it by a 12-9 final. Colt 45 just couldn't get the hits again tonight when they needed them. Kadama had a two-run single here in the ninth, but it comes up short, the rally, with three men left on base. At least they made it interesting in the ninth. 12 runs, 16 hits, one error for the Indians of Fairfield. The Colt 45's nine runs, seven hits, and two errors. The winning pitcher, Sadler, that was the reliever who I guess I should have been able to figure out who he was because, well, he was already in the game. The reliever was Paukei. And he gets a save because he came in with the tying or winning run, facing the tying or winning run, and got out of it and held it on. So he gets the save. The loss in this contest will go to Eamon Velarde, who left with a lead that they never relinquished. And that was tough because he pitched, I thought, deserved a much, much better fate than what he had tonight. His offense just didn't come through. We'll recap this game, give you a quick look ahead. I know it's been a long night, but hey, at least we had some excitement in the end. 12-9, your final. We'll be back with a recap and a final word in just a moment. You're listening to tonight's game brought to you by Carl's Jr. on KCNR.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Well, it probably wasn't as close as the final score would indicate, but it got close in the end, 12-9, the final score. The Colt 45's were in the game until the last three innings. They took the lead in the first on Tyler Thompson's leadoff home run. And that was a pretty good pitching duel, quite, in fact, between Velarde and Sadler. Sadler was extra tough. Velarde couldn't buy any luck tonight. And that's the way it went. The Indians got single runs in the third and fourth, then three runs in the fifth to take that lead. They got to Kyle Schroedel in the seventh and eighth innings of relief. They wound up getting seven runs. Let's see. We'll go back and give you those final lines here in just a minute. But they took that lead, added four in the seventh, three in the eighth. Colt 45's not really with any hits. There was a